What's going on, world? What's going on? What's going on, world? What's going on? What's going on, world? What's going on? It's your boy, Savannah Black. Back again. It's been a long time since I left you. Without a strong thought that kept you from doing something self-destructive, you did. It has been a long week for Mr. Savannah Black. I've been out doing my thing, trying to uplift the people, give them the free their mind. So it's a long road ahead. But if we keep pressing hard, we will persevere. We will win this battle. But Mr. Savannah Black can't do it by himself. He needs strong black brothers and sisters, such as yourself, to come and participate into helping us to liberate the minds of our people here on the Culture Freedom Radio Network. I repeat, the Culture Freedom Radio Network, All Talk Radio. We need strong black brothers and sisters such as yourself to help us to free the minds of not only brothers and sisters that are our age, but also the minds of mom and daddy, uncle and auntie, sister and brother, cousin, god cousin, god brother. Y'all get what I'm saying? Not only free the mind of them, but also to free the mind of the baby. Because one must remember that one black child is all of our black child. So the annihilation of the destructiveness that comes along at times of the black life is not just yours to uphold. It's a community effort. One of the old African proverbs that we don't use, that we used to use back in the days, was it takes a village to raise a child. Nowadays, we're so far removed from little black boys and girls that we feel we lock our car door. We so far from little black boys and girls that when we see them, we don't even take the time to talk to them, to reach out to them, to tell them that we love them, to hug them, to hold them. You understand what I'm saying? We don't take the time as black folks to look out for our baby. A lot of people say, well, you know what? Those kids, they send their own ways. Ain't nothing you can say can change how they feel and what they think. I would say that you might be true, but how would you ever know that if you don't give it a try? How would you ever know that if you don't reach out your hand and take a little black boy or girl underneath your wing and teach them in the path of righteousness? How would you know that if you steadily and constantly removing yourself from little black boys and girls and saying things to other people, especially the people of another race, of how little black boys and girls don't want to do better, they're going to have to learn their own. See, that's the wrong way to think. We need to be a little bit more stronger, and we need to ride a little bit more for our little black boys and girls. We need to get out there, and we need to do things that's going to help and uplift us as a whole. Stop removing yourself, brothers and sisters, from your responsibilities of uplifting family, friends, and those that we meet on our journeys in life that have that emptiness in their eyes. They're looking for something and don't know what it is. Why not try to enlighten them? It's not something that we can do on our own. People have to remember, this is a community effort. I also would like to ask that anybody that's listening on the line, anybody that's in the chat, tell your friends, tell your family that Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack is on. And today, as always, I'm going to get into some real, real serious business. I'm going to talk today about cowards. And also we have a list of the types of conscious people, quote-unquote, conscious people to avoid. As always, before I can get into anything, I got to listen to my brothers, the ones I remember watching when I was a little kid, you know, and listening to that had caused that damn kitty cat aside, Mr. Savannah Black, because I was a little young kid at the time, to raise up and to growl and become the lion that you hear today. This is my boy, Public Enemy, with Prophets of Rage. And if y'all trying to tell me to keep my mouth shut and to calm down a little bit, I'm letting y'all know I can't. You know why?
You're quite hostile.
It's simple.
I got a right to be hostile.
And
man, my people been hurt.
I keep it away, of course, and I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage I raise and I'm rolling. And to the poor I pour in all the metaphors. And I'm bluffing, it's nothing that we ain't did before. We played to say the points made, you consider it done by the prophets of rage.
What the people say? Yo, Flip, you and us, one step, you get to the east side. We got the kick for the east side.
I roll with the punches so I survive. I try to rock cause it keeps the crowd alive. I'm not falling, I'm just calling. But I'm past the days of yes y'allin'. I wiggle round around, I pump, you jump up. Hear my words, my verbs to get
do stuff, do
I've been
stuff.
Around a while, you can't describe my sound. Clear the way for the pop of the rain.
Hey,
what the people say?
Hey yo, Grip, we got to get to my man Ralph in the south. I'm kicking to the south side.
I'll ring your bell, can you tell I got feeling?
If
this peace at least cause I want it.
Want
I want it so bad. And then you check the stage, I declare a new age.
Get down
for the prophets of rage.
Then you kick it like this.
Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on. Okay, okay, come on.
Get down. Okay, yo, kick it, okay, come on.
Mr. Savannah Black's conscious attack. As always, Mr. Savannah Black will mix a little bit of music, poetry, and comedy to speak on how the system of white supremacy is taking over black culture. And also an event that happened during the week that affected the black experience of those living in America and around the world. Tonight on Mr. Savannah Black's Conscious Attack, we're going to talk about cowards and whether or not the people around you are with you to ride or die. Once people become awakened, they're trying to obtain knowledge of self, and we need people that's with it to guide us with the right knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. With that being said, we will tell you of the types of so-called conscious Negroes and groups you need to watch out for. Callers, you are welcome to partake in this conversation if you want to. And as always, on Mr. Savannah Black, Conscious Attack, this is a freestyle. Oh, yeah. The theme tonight is, who can I trust? Who can I trust? Can I trust your mama? Can I trust your daddy? Can I trust your brother? Can I trust your sister? Can I trust you? And in the black community, that's one of our Achilles heels, is that we have issues of trust. You know, 2 weeks ago, going on 2 weeks ago, Mr. Savannah Black did a challenge called the Burn Cracker Jesus Challenge. And the response was phenomenal. Something just told me to do it, and I did it. I'll get into that another time, but I burned the crack of Jesus, their other brothers and sisters, and black boys and girls. Oh, yes, even black boys and girls partook in the challenge of burning this diabolical flag. The flag of white supremacy is the cracker Jesus portrait. The flag of white supremacy is the cracker Jesus portrait. Now, I wonder if people understand what I meant by that, and some people would, and some people won't. So let me understand. Let me help you understand, excuse me. White folks come in, they don't just come in, you know, straight trying to kill you, back in the days especially. See, because they had a few they were working with. So what they would do, they would send these missionaries in. And these missionaries, they would come and they would implant the ideal that they have this God that can come and help the native to overcome certain situations that the natives were in. But what the natives didn't realize and understand was the reason that their water was poisoned, the reason that their crops wouldn't grow, and the reason that, you know, people in the village were getting sick was because of that same cracker that came in. And see, a lot of times what they didn't realize was they had an inside Negro, a knowledge of self as Negro, some more Negro working on the inside, so-called, going to plant these things that the cracker had asked them to, do these things that the cracker had asked them to, so that the water get messed up, so that the crops won't grow, and so that people get sick. So when the cracker came, they had like a dance-off, and that dance-off was, My God can beat your God. My God of Boo Boo, my God of Sasa, and my God Kalimbo can beat your God. I see y'all callers. And what happened? They said, I tell you what, my God against your God. Who is this God you talk about? Who is this God? You know the African talk. Who is this God you talk about? My God name is Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Where's the Jesus? Show me Jesus. Is he in a tree? Nope. Is your Jesus, is he the water?
Nope.
Okay, you see a hyena over there. Is your Jesus a hyena?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Nope.
See, cause yeah, his Jesus was a fucking hyena, a goddamn scavenger. And see, they didn't know that this Jesus was going to come and fuck Africa up the ass. Bust hell wide open. That's what it is when you fuck somebody's ass. It's busting hell wide open. Because we know, brothers and sisters, that heaven is between the legs of a black woman. And those who don't know, now you know. But anyway, they took their Jesus against whatever the indigenous god, deity, ancestor that they worship. And they said, all right, then, what we're going to do is you'll go out against my God into getting fresh water, irrigation system. They built irrigation system. They put the little, you know, potion back in the water and, you know, made the water back better. Oh, Jesus won, my God none. We go to the next challenge. The next challenge was to make those goddamn crops in the field grow. See, but they didn't know. The cracker had done manipulated the fucking soil. What they did was put out the correct nutrient from these mad scientists that created the same formula that destroyed the crops in the first place. Okay, your Jesus, he too, my God, he none. We got another challenge. What's the other challenge? The other challenge, we make the people, I tell you what, I take a fufu, you take Makumbo, and whoever make who feel better first, they got, it's a winner. I tell you what, that's what the cracker said. I don't like talking in the cracker voice, I'm going to try though. Well, I tell you what, Batumbo, instead of giving me one person the healer, I heal up half the tribe that you want. That's impossible. What is this you talk about? What is this you talk about, white man? Here it is. This motherfucker got the remedy and the antidote for the same poison that he gave to the people. So that medicine man go up against the crackers, modern day medicine. But this pill or this antidote or whatever it was that the cracker gave them, it caused them to become instantly better. And the Africans convinced that the cracker's god, which was their motherfucking flag. Oh, excuse me. You know what? Hold on for a second. Y'all have to excuse me. I said I wasn't going to do this right, and I probably did it. Tria.
Yeah.
Help me out. I lost it. You heard what I said? I promised I wasn't going to curse. I think I said like 10 curse words or probably more. But I'm going to try my best not to curse for the rest of the night. Ecola Calabosha. But anyway, here it is. The black people say, this Jesus, he must be the mind Jesus. And here it is. They started trading their birthright, signing up for Christianity, working under the flag of this white Jesus that the cracker gave them. Forsaking a trinity of teaching, wisdom, and understanding that they got from their ancestors, that they got from the true universal God, to pick up this springy hair, blue-eyed, dirty, diabolical cracker. Do you know how fucking... You're listening to Mr. Savannah Black, Constant Attack, and I'm your host, Savannah Black. My co-host is Tria. She's supposed to be helping me out today. I didn't want to, you know, tell the family this is something personal going on with me, but I'm going to let y'all know. I think I have Tourette's. Now, I know some of y'all out there say, what the fuck is a motherfucking Tourette's? What kind of shit is that? But it's where people can't help but to curse when they get kind of passionate about certain things. So y'all please bear with Mr. Savannah Black, shit, in my constant attack, because I'm trying to get somewhere with what it is I'm motherfucking saying. Tria, I don't know, it might be some type of bell or something that you can ring. I don't know. Just help me to stay on track, because some of our church brothers and sisters might be listening.
Exactly.
You got me? Yeah. I said they battle cry. I said y'all battle cry for my church brothers and sisters listening in. E kola kola bosha. Y'all know what that means. Shit, y'all gonna hear it tomorrow. I done heard it a time or two. But they forsake their birthright. Ebola kola kola bosha. I'm gonna leave that alone. Brother Sunray, man, hey, I want to say peace out to the Culture Freedom family, Brother Kabina Ray. Mama Pearl did an excellent show Thursday night, Strange Fruits. Peace out to Brother Eric. Brother Eric go hard. When he comes, Brother Eric, don't bullshit. See, that I did it again. Well, we don't count it as a curse word. I was just talking about, you know. Anyway, and I want to say shouts out 3 or 4 times to Brother Sunray 9. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Let me go ahead and wrap this up right quick, because, you know, I want to get into talking about these cowards. And I see you on the line on 678. I'm going to bring you in. I want to talk about these cowards. But first, let me go ahead and finish this up. Okay. Now, here it is. You over in Africa. And you done co-signed. You done signed away your birthright. You done signed away everything. You burning up all your idols. You burning up all of your medicine. You burning up everything that reminds you of your lineage from your ancestors. You burning everything up. And not only that, motherfucker, you going over to the next village. Well, there's a king over there or a tribe over there that's hip to this crack of shit. They go and try to say a goddamn thing, but they got cut off at the pass. Hey, man, look, these guys coming over here, they're going to fuck up the water, they're going to fuck up the land, they're going to make the motherfucking people sick. Be on the watch out for them. Appreciate it. Thank you. So the shit didn't work that they had tried over in Village A.
The things didn't work. The things didn't work.
So what they did was they put in their doctrine on those people being infidels. They put in their doctrine in those people being, quote unquote, unholy. They put into their doctrine of those people being Satan, Lucifer, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And they needed to purge. See, people think the first Inquisition, my, black boys and girls, they think that the first Inquisition happened over there in, what was that, Sister Trita? Spanish Inquisition thing, right? Maybe I'm wrong. I know it was Spain or some other place.
No, you're correct. We assume the first Inquisition was the one of Spain, yeah.
Okay. But they don't know about the Inquisition over in Africa, where the Africans were going to African villages one by one, helping this crack out, killing the people, enslaving the people that did not accept this cracker ass Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior. I cannot stand this motherfucker. So I'm going to say it like this right here. Fuck that shit. I'm going to say it like this right here. Okay. And I try my best to hold my composure, because it hurts me to my heart that my people are so blind and so fucking stupid and cannot see. Yes, I said it. So fucking stupid. And they cannot see the fucking trick that this cracker done played on them. How the fuck you believe in a sky daddy? You want to die and go and be up in Jesus' bosom. How do you want to goddamn land a mass chest, man? Goddamn, so you say you don't like white boys. Well, why the fuck you falling for this cracker? I'm going to give my address to Sister Tria just in case I have a heart attack from this motherfucker. You can call 911, you know.
Okay. Because you're about to have an
aneurysm. I need to have a defibrillator hooked up to me just in case we're out here trying to explain to these people the bullshit of this Sky Daddy. This bullshit. This is the thing that have us in the state that we are in now.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's
I consider myself conscious. You consider yourself conscious, Sister Trill. But we had to awake into consciousness.
Right.
We had to awake. And we still trying to wake up. I talked to a motherfucker. That's right. You listen to Mr. Savannah Black, Conscious Attack. Tell a friend to listen in. The call-in number is 347-850-8030. Go ahead and tell them to listen to Mr. Van Black Conscious Attack because they can't learn. They're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn about this diabolical-ass cracker. And some of you say, man, well, we already know about the conscious, you know, about the Jesus being safe, brother. You need to go ahead and hotel. What you say, nigga? You need to go ahead and hotel, brother. You hotel-ass, not-yourself-ass, pushing this fool. You know what? You go listen to somebody else's station. Anybody that's on the line, anybody that's in the chat room, anybody that's listening in to Mr. Savannah Black, don't like what I'm saying, don't tune in. Fuck it. Because I'm going to say this right here. Because it has to be said. It has to be known. So what they did was they went and enslaved the other Africans who didn't believe, you know, who didn't follow that bullshit, and they enslaved them. Now, some of them have already been previously indoctrinated with Islam before the Christian Africans came over. So, you know, they weren't going to buy that shit after they stopped believing in Muhammad. And the other wise ones, they stuck with their core no system. Not belief system, but their no system. They stuck with that. And by them sticking with that, and the cracker came with this old Jesus concept, they was already up to it. So what the cracker did was convince the other black people through the Bible on why they should, you know, help them catch them and enslave them. Some people, they thought, hey, check this out, Trip. Some people that helped and assisted this cracker, they thought that they was helping to enslave the people so they can be sent off to go get help, indoctrinated with Christ to learn the truth. They knew that their ass was going to be enslaved, you know, for the rest of their life. Some people, they didn't give a fuck because they didn't see the other people as humans no more, black like them no more. So they didn't give a fuck. They were like, you know what, they need to die. They're infidels. They're supposed to be enslaved. I've been delivered. I follow Christ, so the curse of hell don't apply to me no more because I have been converted to Christianity, so I'm safe. But by them not converting itself, the curse of Ham still applies to them where they need to be the servants of Japheth and Shem. So they helped the brothers and sisters, and then they came over here. And see, what they found was if they believed in Jesus, some people, that they can be put equal as their oppressors. You know, it's like somebody, you know, saying uncle. Jesus was like saying uncle. Jesus was like saying, all right, I quit. All right, I give up. Jesus, I'll do whatever you want. Just don't hit me with that goddamn whoop no more. You know, just let me go. You know, take me back home. I was wrong. I should have had accepted Jesus. Nah. Okay, you accept Jesus? Okay, we're going to set up this church right here. We're going to have the cracker come in, and the cracker going to teach this nigga, and this nigga's going to teach y'all, you know what I'm saying? And whatever he tell y'all, you know, that's what y'all going to do. So the cracker going to tell him, and then the overseer going to sit in the front, and the overseer going to sit in the back. And then if you go to sleep, you're going to get chopped with the motherfucking whip by the overseer. And if I hear anybody talking about, you know, that who daddy, that who daddy magic y'all Africans practice, they're going to kill your ass. They're going to spring your ass up to set an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any type of rituals that you do, you know, whether you get herbs or whatever that you do, and they find out about it, they're going to kill your ass. So people think about the witch hunt, you know, going on over there in North Carolina and Winston-Salem, you know what I'm saying, as being just cracker bitches. Yeah, I said it. You listen to Mr. Valentine Constantine, and I said cracker bitches. But see, they're thinking that it's cracker bitches. But no, it's not just cracker bitches. It's the black women. But see, the cracker bitches came afterwards because they're like, you know what, let's cut this shit right here off before our sisters or our white women start acknowledging their equality and freeing itself from under our oppressorship. So here it is, and I could get into something about what really happened with the Inquisition, but I'm going to leave that alone for a second. That's for another show. See, y'all tired of that, too, and y'all don't realize that. Y'all think it was a whole bunch of, you know, crackers and goddamn half-Mexicans, you know, getting screened up and put inside these torture devices, when actuality, you know, it was a little bit more than that. It was a little bit more than that. But here it is. Babies got killed, mothers got raped, fathers got killed, brothers and sisters got stolen away, all because of this cracker Jesus, all because of this cracker Jesus. So I ask people, when they say they're Christian, who gave you Christianity? And they be like, you know, well, you know, my mama was Christian, you know, I was born in, okay. Well, who gave it to your mama? Well, you know, I had to go to church with my mom and my grandmama. Okay, who gave it to your grandmama? Well, you know, grandma used to talk about when she was little, her mom would take her. All right, then, who gave it to your great-grandmama? Now, see, I'm going to stop right there, but Mr. Savannah Black can keep going back. And what it is that I'm saying, I'm trying to convey to everybody so they can understand. When you get back to the root cause of this cracker, what you see is crackers. I call Christianity the cracker. I call Christianity the cracker. This religion of Christianity that you have, the ones that you can't really see yourself in the story unless you see yourself as a slave in Egypt. This one, this is the one where you are lost at. This is a false interpretation that has been hijacked, given to you so that you can think that this is what it is.
I tell people, I was having this conversation today. I was giving an example of, I was like, just think about, okay, I was like, okay, let's say Jesus is real. Let's go with what you think right now. I'm going to take you into your story, and I'm going to totally go with you there. I said, if Jesus existed today as the person you saw in that story, like when people tell you don't practice hoodoo, voodoo, I said, what would Jesus, we call them miracles now in the text that's given to us. But what would we have called them had we seen them? And so I gave an example. I was like, they're like we on your street. I say, okay, so let's say we on the street. And I say, the people on the street, from you always having block parties. They having a block party that night. And they run out of whatever it is. Let's call it the hunch punch. They run out of the hunch punch. And Sister Mary that stay across the street, son just came back into town. And you ain't never met Sister Mary's son because he been gone 20 years. Let's say he was up the road. Let's say he was locked up. He come out the street. We all know the story of Jesus' supposed first miracle, right? So I say, so what if Sister Mary's son just came up the street? You don't know him from Adam. And you say, everybody say, oh, man, the hunch punch is on time to go home. And he say, bring me a thing of water. And you say, what? Go over there and fill this up and bring me a thing of water and watch this. And Sister Mary's son come down the street, stick his finger in it, and boom, you got more liquor. First of all, would you drink it? And she just kind of looked at me. And I said, secondly, what is that if that ain't witchcraft? What would you call that if you saw that with your own eyes? I said, because you got to remember, even if you're going with your text, from the first miracle, nobody was calling him the Christ. You know, I said, now these titles and things, I said, if you want to go with this actual text, I said, think about it. I said, why are they telling you all that kind of stuff, all spirituality, they're calling it witchcraft, they're calling it casting spells and all that kind of stuff. While they're telling you that, the very person that this religion is based on was a spell casting witchcrafter. I see, He turned water into wine. That was the little stuff. He made the blind see. I say he raised zombies. I said, what would you do if a dude came up the street and got your granddaddy out of the grave? Like, what would you do? Like, you're thinking about it in the great mysticism and the greatness of what's being taught to us and perpetrated on us. I said, but think about it in logical text in today's context. Jesus would creep you the fuck out, right? Jesus would creep you out, right? Like, just think about that. Like, everything they tell you is bad, and the reason for following this is the same thing that they got you following under the guise that this white man did it. Isn't that something?
Man, that's just crackerily amazing. It's just amazing. I'm sorry, you know what? I didn't need to, and also should we might be looking at the trademark and some shit because I'm gonna have a trademark.
Yeah, it's
crackerily
amazing.
Yeah, man, look, I'm gonna say it. I don't care who listening. I don't care who, you know what, I'm at the point in my life where I don't care. Because looking at the comments that were made, and this is, oh, damn, I've been on this for a little minute, I'm about to get off. But looking at the comments that were made to the Burn White Jesus Picture Challenge, man, it hurts me so much because a lot of brothers was commenting, not the sisters that are Christians, that, you know, they're going to comment. But these brothers, these so-called, quote-unquote, knowledge-yourself-ass pussy niggas, that's right, I said knowledge-yourself-ass pussy niggas, that's what I'm going to call them, because that's what they is, knowledge-yourself-ass pussy niggas. They got on there burning white Jesus. Well, you burn them, brother, so now what, brother? All right, then, so you burn them now. That's just the image. It's the people that worship the image. That's the problem. Man, my damn fingers got so damn tight the other night, man, from doing all that damn battle. Hey, Mrs. Battleback was in battle because I'm like, man, I don't want nobody that, you know, that's coming on to read these comments to kind of get the wrong idea. So they're going to have to see that, you know, there are people that know of this challenge, that endorse this challenge 100%, that's not afraid to back down. They come on, man. Yes, yes, Sister Chill, write that word down. We're going to use that again. But then come on, right? And here it is. These knowledge-yourself-ass Negroes. All right, then. Well, we know Jesus is in. We know he's not white. We know he's not white. All right, so he's black. So what? Now you're going to burn the black Jesus picture up too? Well, instead of doing that right there, brother, instead of doing that, why not have a learn how to write with a pencil challenge? Why not have a learn how to tie your shoe challenge? I'm talking about this. They're coming up with all kinds of challenges and shit because they see the burn, the crack of Jesus picture challenge. Not just self-ass Negro that's listening in. I want you to hear this right here and hear this good. This right here is coming from Mrs. Savannah Black and also the Coach of Freedom family. You either going to leave, you either going to follow, or you going to get the fuck out the way. You can't do all of it. That's going to benefit the black community as a whole. And when I say the community, I'm talking about little black boys and girls. I'm talking about people of blackness, people melanated and such themselves, people that are lost in the struggle. You remember when you was there, right? You had grew up in Grandma Church. You remember, staying over and over at Cracker Jesus? I tell you what, if you don't believe me, Mrs. Knowledge is a self-ass pussy Negro, close your eyes right now. I know you don't like Mrs. Savannah Black because I call you that. Just close your eyes. And if Mrs. Savannah Black wrong, I'll apologize to you. All right, got your eyes closed? Okay. I'm about to say a word, right? And I want you to tell me the first image that you see when I say this word. You ready? On the count of three now. Be honest, too. Jesus. Now tell me what you see now as yourself as pussy nigga. Did you see this black God, this black Jesus? That nigga look like my homeboy, goddamn Tyrone with the dreadlocks and shit. Like he got down. Do it look like him? No. It look like the cracker. You can't close your eyes and say, even for the sake of argument, without seeing this cracker. So why is it that you want to fuck with Mr. Savannah Black and the Culture Freedom Radio family, you know, for, you know, putting this challenge out there? Why? Like I said, knowledge is self-pussy, nigga. You either lead, follow, or get the hell out the way. I'm going to bring this other call in. I got another call on the line. I see you, caller. I'm about to bring you on right now. I'm getting kind of upset. You listen to Mr. Savannah Black, Constant Tech, 678. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, brother? This Lady King online.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Had to take me a little sip of wine. It's not because got a little upset.
Yeah, I was worried about you for a moment there, you know. But, you know, I'm feeling the show tonight. I feel, you know, everything what you're saying and everything. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed, too, is that when, you know, people in general, well, black people in general, when they go to the doctor, they always have these Bible storybooks. And I remember as a child picking them up. And through the book, all you see is white people, white Jesus, white Moses, white whatever. And it wasn't until I got up to, like, maybe like a certain age. But see, my mom and my grandmother and them, they always told me different. But everywhere I looked, you know what I'm saying, I will see these books, and I will see nobody that resemble me. So, you know, here it is, you sick, you know what I'm saying, you sick, you want to get help. And in the midst of you waiting to get seen, or, you know, you feeling bad and everything like that, you know, you want the doctor to help you. But before you get to the back, all you see is these books, these Bible story books. With white folks healing the land and healing the people, you know. So I feel you.
Yeah, I forgot all about the damn doctor office and the dentist office too. I forgot all about that, you know. And damn, Cracker Jesus, you all over the damn place.
Yeah,
you know, my brother Sunray say he was at work. Hey, brother Sunray, I hope you don't mind me telling this right here, but the brother said he was at work. And he looked down and shit. It was Cracker Jesus right there. Then he went another place and he seen the damn little baby that Cracker Jesus used to fuck. The little babies he used to molest. The so-called angel. You know, he but people don't understand and realize that this thing that we deal with called Christianity. Open your eyes, and you will see. You will see knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You will see that is some bullshit. The concept is crazy.
Right, and that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I think that they get so involved, like the concept, just like the whole thing of like with religion. You know, they get so caught up in religion. I know one of these scriptures said, like, in the last days, men will become lovers of themselves and pleasures of themselves and pleasures and lovers of God. You know what I'm saying? And I think that people are so... for number one, just like you said, the white folks use intimidation was one of the things I heard the analyzation you used about the water. And they come along, they cure the water with the potion, you know what I'm saying, that they already have just to get, you know, our people to accept their God. But I think that they have really just gotten away, you know, for one, that we are God, you know, and he lives in us. You know what I'm saying? So if you take something with anything. You know, that's why I say be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know what I'm saying? And you have this image. You know, that's why I feel you stressing on this image thing, because this whole image, you know what I'm saying, was used to train black folks, you know what I'm saying, to have a type of fear for them, to make them superior, you know, to feel that white was right. And a lot of them, especially being enslaved, you know, they just took on that whole white God thing because they didn't want, just like you said, they didn't want to get beat no more. They didn't want to live in poverty. They thought that they see the white man with all this stuff that they stole from us, the land, the gold, and everything like that. So they thinking that, darn, his God got to be superior. I want some of that. You know what I'm saying? So they looked at the white man first and saw before they even had a photo. You know what I'm saying? They looked at this white man as having all this stuff and being superior. You know, so it was easy for them to infiltrate and bring this over in America, take it over to the next village or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you definitely on that.
You got something you want to say, Trill? And I thank you for your comment, because it was something that was needed coming from another perspective. I wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong. True,
yeah,
you got
no,
something
no.
to say about the song?
No.
No,
I had a thing to add. Well, y'all covered the bases.
What
on
you doing?
That.
You bring white Jesus here, True?
No. I was told today I don't need to be burning white Jesus. So that was interesting.
Hey,
I got that today.
Yeah. I was going to hell about 10 times this whole week.
did you tell me you were already there? You trying to get us out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for burning the white Jesus. But you listen to Mr.
Okay,
we're
trying to get out. Sister, okay.
Yeah, we trying to. We sending him back to hell. We sending him back.
Okay.
We sending him back to hell. But something I missed out on, Trill, that maybe you can capitalize on. Remember when I had said that the first thing they started doing when they had accepted this religion called Christianity was that they started burning everything that they had owned that reminded them of their old ways and their old practices. What's the matter with me going in reverse, burning this crack up so we can get them back? Go ahead, Trill. I see on the line, 436. Go ahead, Trill.
Burning is a symbol of purification, right? You purifying. If you go according
exactly.
to the text of the Bible, they're going to send during the second coming. I'm not quite sure. I'm not that versed in the Bible. But the world is going to be purged through fire as well. Therefore, it's always when they want to clear land, they burn the underbrush and whatnot. So it's a matter of purification and burning. So we're gonna burn that. We're gonna pure. That's our way of purging ourselves. We're purging ourselves with
exactly.
clearing the land, because just like that, image is everything, right? That's why TV
exists.
You're right. That's why internet exists. People act and people don't like to be told. You're being indoctrinated. People don't like to be told someone else has your mind control. So then, therefore, when you present it, and they sure as hell don't like to be told by other black people, because our minds have been controlled, that we are less educated, that if we didn't learn it through their schools, then we must not know. We're already preconditioned for that. We are already not ready to listen to another black person unless they're able to gird their stuff with facts of somebody else, and typically we want a white person's facts to be girded to be the foundation before we'll believe anything, even if it sounds like common sense. Even if it's what I'm telling you, what you're telling us, what's being said sounds like common sense, but that goes back to saying it on that anyway. But what we have to remember is that image. Everything. It's all around us. It's what shapes us. these two things that sit on our face called eyes, they're the windows to everything. They're the windows to our mind. Everything that gets in there through them. So when we burn that image, now we're putting that in our minds. We're putting that in the minds of others that view it. That's why it's so important and so necessary. And when people talk about then what, do it first. Then we'll talk about what. How you going to worry about step 4 and 5 if you're scared to take step 1? So do that. Understand the importance of the imagery. Do first of all, understand that attack. Understand that tactic. Understand the imagery. It's real. And there are agendas. Every agenda they push comes through that. There is no secret, and it's no other reason for you to have a TV in your home with thousands of stations. They even call the shit they put on their programming. It is no accident. So therefore, we taking down the image.
Right. I was watching something on YouTube, and you guys could look it up, or you might have saw it. It was a white man on there, and he did a study. And he was in England, and he blatantly came out and said that the first man was black. And they had, of course, it was a big riot. It was a whole group of, you know, people out there, white people, and they were going ham. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much explained. So what you're saying is we're black. White is pure. You know, black is dark. You know, they were going, you know, ham about the first thing. But they did studies to show this, that the first, that they are sure that the first man was black, you know.
So you know what?
I'll go
I want to say something about that right quick.
The first person was a woman. The first person is a woman. So therefore, the first person was a black woman. And then because the male person, what makes a man is a genetic defect of woman.
Right.
Everybody
the
has a woman.
The mitochondrial DNA. That was people.
Right.
That and that is a woman. But I want to say something. That's the foundation. Excuse me, y'all. But I want to say something. To Lady King. Our problem is, and this is nothing on you. I'm just mentioning this so people can listen and understand this right here. Just because a cracker come and verify it, not to say that they don't make it true, but we don't need them to tell us who the fuck we are. And I think that was you last week, Trill, when you said if you want to sell something to black people, get a white person to buy it first.
Yeah, I had a brother who told me that, and he said a black preacher told it to him first, and he didn't want to believe it because when he first started off, you know, he was all about black empowerment, and he said the preacher told him that, and he said, sure enough, because what it is he's a financial planner, and, you know, that's not something we as black folk deal with much anyway, and so he was like, if you want this business to be independent and flourish, go let black people see white people spending money with you. And then you could bring it back to your community as a full business. He said, of course, that's what he had to do because black people weren't trying to hear what he got going. Like, yeah, every black person ain't trying to hear about no financial planning. Even your conscious people ain't trying to hear about no financial planning.
You know, and then the bad part about it is,
percent of them going to tell you money is an illusion, and it don't matter. You better get you something and figure it out.
You know, and like I said with this, one of the other things I forgot to mention is on the Brown Rice Cracker Jesus Ass Challenge, that people were putting up these videos and these quotes by these white people. They were putting up, you know, white girl says that Jesus, you know, the original people, you know, the Jews. Black people are the real, you know, Hebrews, and, you know, say white man say that Jesus is black, and, you know, woman proved is this, that the first woman was black, and, you know, I'm like, why is it that y'all have to put these crackers up there for validation as it is to who y'all are? If you was just to pick up a book, not any book, excuse me, but you pick up, like, you know, The Destruction of Black Civilization. Well, matter of fact, if you pick up what they never taught you in history class, 101, you will see right offhand a lot of things that you thought about yourself you will find inside that book. And also things that you might have been curious about that you never had got answers to inside that book as well. People don't realize that, or maybe they do realize, these diabolical, dirty-ass crackers, they're telling you this right here because the number one rule is that they can't lie. You don't realize that with them telling you that, that means that your ass is about to be null and void. What I mean by that is you getting moved to be white and white people getting moved to be black. Think about it. We trade our birthright again to these crackers. As always, we trading our birthright to these crackers again. And what y'all think this gonna lead? What y'all think this gonna lead to? Huh? What you think it's gonna lead to? I can't stand when a cracker comes. You know what that shit is? That shit like a cracker coming up and saying a rap song or some shit. You know what I'm saying? They'll be somewhere and a white person walk up and whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Shaka, locka, 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 locka. And you're like, what is white boy right here? He hip as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You see a white girl come up, she's like, Chris, so clean, so clean, so clean. Can't wing with it. This white girl right here. This white girl right here, you know, she all right. You know, but we get hoodwinked and bamboozled by any cracker that come along and validate something black for us. Why is that?
Well, because they've been the authority on everything for so long.
For so long.
We got to break our own thinking.
We got to break out of it. Have to. There's no ifs, no ands, no buts about it. My chat room was kind of decent. Y'all look. Y'all listen to Mrs. Savannah Black Constant Attack, and a lot of people were in my chat room. They left. I talked some shit. I think I had pushed some buttons on people. And I know some of y'all are listening. I know I kind of shook y'all to y'all core when I told y'all that the story of Christianity that you got from the crackers and the way that you live your life through Christianity is a whole bunch of bullshit. That kind of shook you to the core. When I tell you that you have to reevaluate this person that's called Jesus that you think is your Lord and Savior, that shook you to the core. Just because you were walking down the street and it was hot, you know how I get down here. So I'm in the South, y'all. For those that's listening, I'm down here in the southeast part of the United States of America. You're walking down the street and it's 100 plus degree weather and you like, whew. You like, whew, Jesus. I wish I had something hot to drink. I mean, something cool to drink. Next thing you know, as soon as you hit the corner, you see a damn water sticking on the side. You pick it up and you take a nice little drink. Y'all remember that damn hydrant water? That water come out the hose when you was a little kid. When you thirsty, there's a mug and it's hot. How delicious it was. And you drink out of this damn hose. The water might have been sitting inside that nasty-ass hose for 6 or 7 months. And you drinking it and you said, you know what? It might not be the best water, but you know what? How that song Ashanti got with DMX? You're not always there when I'm called, when I called you, but you always on time. Praise white Jesus, I got me some water. I'm talking about anything that happens that helps you at the time of need, and you call on Jesus, you say, you know what? I got the surgery. I need to be by myself. I need to pray. Jesus, please bless me to come out of surgery successfully. I promise. I'll serve you what? To my dying breath. You come out of surgery, and the first thing you say, surgery, everything all right? You know, your gout gone. You know, the doctors had got rid of your gout. Like, God didn't got rid of my gout. Jesus got rid of my gout. Well, you know what? Now you're healthy and you're strong. You know, thank you. Thanks to your therapy. The therapy didn't help me get strong. Jesus helped me get strong. Well, if that's the case, if you try to run a 100-yard dash and you only make it a 50 because, in fact, your heart about to pop up your chest, who doing that? Jesus? No, that's the devil right there. See, don't y'all think of the duality that's within inside of you? Does that make any sense? Y'all understand what I'm saying, right? If you run and you beat the race, Jesus had did it. But if you run and you bust your ass because you forgot to tie your shoe, then the devil did it. You understand what I'm saying? If you got some food to eat because you had worked, Jesus had blessed you with that food. But if you ain't got fired for sleeping on the job and you can't get nothing to eat, then it's the devil. Why is it that you don't realize that it's a duality inside of you? It depends on whether you're going to go to the left or whether you're going to go to the right. Well, I woke up this morning. How you woke up this morning? Your alarm clock? That alarm clock ain't did shit for me. Oh, your alarm clock didn't go up? Yeah, my alarm clock went off. Tad woke me up. This is the reason I'm breathing. The reason that Mr. Savannah Black can get on Mr. Savannah Black conscious attack is because of Jesus? No. It's because of Brother 7-Ray-9. And I want to give a shout out to my Brother 7-Ray-9 that Mr. Savannah Black is on Culture Freedom Radio. I want to discredit my brother and say that the reason I'm on this radio show is because of Jesus. The reason Mr. Savannah Black can come on and give you a constant attack is because of Jesus in the morning. You know that sound? You know what, Tria? I'm glad to have met you, you know, and had you in my life. And you know, if it weren't for Jesus in the evening, I won't have you. You know what, Lady King? I'm glad to have met you. I'm glad that, you know, we had crossed paths. And I'm glad, you know what I'm saying, to know you. And you know I love you. But you know what? If it weren't for Jesus in the morning, then it wouldn't even be that. E-Kola-Kola-Bosha. I guess she gone. She off the line. She is, you know. People get mad at me. They say I'm dead wrong for attacking Christians and Christianity. But Christians attack me. Every time you tell Mr. Savannah Black he's going to hell, you're attacking me. Every time you tell Mr. Savannah Black that his life ain't going to be worth shit unless I believe in Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior, you're attacking me. Every time that you tell me that my health will fail and that, you know, things ain't going to go good with me, you know, unless I accept this Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, then you're attacking me. You hoping and you wishing that something fucked up happened to me so that, you know, you can be proved right by this Jesus thing. If you have any type of sense about yourself, you will realize that this crack of Jesus. And I say crack of Jesus, I know, you know, people say, well, you know what? We know he ain't white, he black. Okay, for the time being, I let y'all hold on to that. Because if Mr. Savannah Black was to get a little bit more deep inside his show, Mr. Savannah Black conscious attack and tell you some things, you might become more self-destructive than you is. So yeah, there is a black Jesus. And he's waiting for you to come inside his titty. Oops, I mean his bosom.
What? Listen, you're going to leave people in their Jesus alone. They can't take no more.
in his sky Cadillac. His Cadillac in the sky. My Jesus don't got no Cadillac in the sky. Now you trying to be funny, nigga. My Jesus drive a Maybach in the evening. You going to downgrade my Jesus to a Cadillac. My Jesus in an Aston Martin. My Jesus looks just like my preacher. I just want people to wake up and understand that the system of white supremacy is embedded so deep into that religion that you call Christianity that you think that you are partaking in something that is good for you. But in actuality, you are partaking in something that has been designed to keep you stagnant, to keep you in zombie mode. You know, all of you are basically, if you fall in that, you are the walking dead. You are zombies eating flesh and drinking blood. I want my brothers and sisters to realize that this system of white supremacy don't mean you no good. And it's not Mrs. Savannah Black, but Mrs. Savannah Black's conscious attack, you know what I'm saying, that's doing this right here. It's a system of white supremacy that's doing this right here. And I'm trying to get you to realize that these doubles, these crackers, now don't get me wrong, you might have one white person or two white people. That's all right for you. They might have helped you out, you know, in the time when you were going through a thing and you ain't had nobody there for you. I ain't going to take away from those crackers that came along for you. You know, if you want to call me your brother, your sister, or whatever the fuck you want to be disrespect, you know, your ancestors and call one your mama or your damn daddy, that's cool too. I'm not talking about that individual. I'm talking about the system of white supremacy. The system of white supremacy involves more than one diabolical cracker. It involves the nation of white folks. That's why it's called a system of white supremacy. So y'all can go up and y'all can study up on, you know what I'm saying, try to know these codes and, you know, try to learn this law and, you know, beating the crack at his own game, all y'all want to. But when it comes time to fight, you either going to be a warrior or you going to sit your bitch ass to the side and you're going to be a scholar. Right now, at this stage in the game, we don't need no weak-ass, not-the-self-ass Negroes coming in trying to tell us on what we need to do. We need strong black manhood. And if you're not with strong black manhood, then, like I said, you need to get out of the way. The calling number is 347-850-8030. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about these cowards. But I'm going to play this clip from Richard Pryor about God. You're listening to Mrs. Savannah Black Constant Attack. I'm your host, Mrs. Savannah Black, and my co-host, Ms. Tria, and we'll be back. Mrs. Savannah Black Constant Attack.
I was in the hospital. I used to watch all the church shit. You know, when you think you're going to die, you get real close to God, you know. And I started watching all the preachers, and I said, these guys are full of shit. So it seemed like all they be wanting is money. That motherfuckers be selling all kind of shit. You know, we'll sell you something you didn't get last week. Now, it was strange to me because I gave some lot of thought about death and God and religion and shit, and it didn't mean the same to me. Like, my religion wasn't that. You know, I would watch it. If God showed up, these motherfuckers be in trouble. You know what I mean? God be talking about, I said, what? How in the fuck do you know what I said? Well, it was written here in the book. I don't write. You know, I bet they give them a parade. Have them in Washington, of course. Big parade. God's coming. Give them a nice dinner. Really try to impress him. Have a big party, some ballet. You know, and then they just, this is just my impression, right? This is nobody else, this is mine. My impression would be that guy would say, this is great. That's wonderful. I got to split. You know, and you say, like, but before I go, I'd like to just, someone once had a great prayer, and I really want to thank him. And
thank you.
I got to go say, well, who is it? And he said, I'd like to speak to Emmett Till. Emmett Till? I said, Emmett was lynched in 1957. I said, what? Lynched? Well, I don't get it. What do you mean? No, he's supposed to be. He's a real good person. I mean, you know. He's not here. Lynch? Okay, wait. Oh, ooh. All right. Those things could happen. I don't get it, but I take something's going on here. Well, I said, wait. All right. Look. Where's Bobby? Bobby Kennedy, I'd like to speak to him. Because he's a good man, I really like to. So what?
You know what? I don't know whether I had put the wrong clip in, but that wasn't as funny as I... that wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be. That was supposed to be Richard Pryor rendition of talking about God. You listen to Mr. Savannah Black Constant Attack, and I'm talking about the Burl White Jesus Picture Challenge, and I'm also talking about non-self-ass Negroes that come through whenever you're trying to do something for the people that they don't agree with. They want you to cool down the pace. They want you to hold back. They want you to become coward. They want you to become docile. You call them over, right? Say if you had got into a little something, right? Right, Sister Tria? And say if you like, you know what? I need to call, you know what I'm saying? My partner over, you know what I'm saying? My ride or die homeboy, you know what I'm saying? The other black boys are like myself, and let them know I got some problem with these damn crackers. Here it is. You call them on the phone. You like, hey, brother, you know, what's up, G? Hey, man, I got these problems with these goddamn crackers. Man, I need you to get up here quick. Man, you know me, bro. I'm on my way right now. Shit, let me get dressed. This motherfucker pull up fast as a motherfucker and hop out of the goddamn car, right? And he got on flip-flops. Hey, you know that sound on flip-flops, mate? This motherfucker, he flopping and shit. Where he at, God? He like, my nigga, why you, hey, brother, why you didn't, you know, why you didn't wait on your Timberlands, you know what I'm saying, your combat boots, man? I told you, man, this shit right here was some serious shit. But, you know, man, I want my feet to be comfortable, so I had wore my flip-flops. So he wore his flip-flops, and I see you on the line 646. He wore his flip-flops and shit, and somebody, come on, man, let's go get him. And you running. You remember being a child, the trio, and you racing with flip-flops on? And remember that damn sound? You know that sound, that flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. That's what they call flip-flop. I mean, that little flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop. And here it is. It's on Nas and Self-Ass Negro. I see 501. It's on Nas and Self-Ass Negro, right? He's running, trying to help you catch the person that done violated with flip-flops on. How you going to do that? Where they do that at? Where do they do that at? With flip-flops on? Come on, Snot. You know yourself as Negro. You think that you are God. What I mean by God, all of us are God, but no, you think you are God, God. The uppercase G, the big dog, big daddy, sky daddy for some of y'all, the universe, the high of highs, the all of all. And y'all fool people. Y'all the type that go to Ferguson and say, now, you know, we can't play this game right here with the white people because they have molecular neutralizers that if they were to point it at you, it would make you impotent. And you don't want to be impotent because, you know, we need to, you know, go and plant our seed into, you know, the black woman. So you need to go ahead and beat the crack of his own game and get your finances up. See, get this Black Law Dictionary, 1919. See, a lot of these laws still in the book, and even the ones that's on the book, those are the ones that the cracker had hid from you, you know what I'm saying? So you won't be able to use them in the court of law. You beat them at this right here all the time. Y'all just excuse me. Y'all listen to Mr. Van Black Cousin say, I go to laugh for some time to keep from crying in this book. 646. You listen
Yo,
to Mr. Van Black Cousin say. What up, brother?
Flip-flop.
You ain't wearing no flip-flops, are you?
Flip-flop.
Let me tell you something.
Niggas
turn
my anus.
Whoever the fuck you with.
Yo, you know how that goes.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
That's what's up. They
but you know what? That was a crazy cracker. That was a crazy cracker. That was a crazy ass cracker. With some flip-flops on. He might have been going with everything I said until I had said something on flip-flop. He was like, flip-flop. You crazy cracker. Don't you get it, crazy cracker? Your time is up. It's over, crazy cracker. I got another call. I'm going to try this right here. Let me see what's going on.
Hello, my name is
Abu.
Yes, yes, this is me. I have a problem.
Okay, cancel that too.
Yeah, you know what? He got a problem. Yeah, you think like you got a goddamn problem.
No,
man, you know what? Guess what?
That's
this right here, this is a goddamn, you know what? This right here is, it's like crazy cracker night and goddamn
right.
Ignorant Arab night. You want some black
comments?
512. I guess 512 just wanted to listen. I'm gonna go through these calls now. Ha! 661-7 Brother Sunray.
Yeah, peace to
you. What's up, Brother Sunray? Man, Brother Sunray, you heard that shit? I'm flip-flopping ass cracker and a goddamn motherfucking ignorant ass error. Don't you know there's nothing that you can say that's going to stop Mr. Savannah Bank constant attack for doing what I got to do?
But
don't
you, know
you fucking
about.
Understand this is bigger than me. This
not
is
not
bigger than Mr.
No
Savannah
power,
Bank.
Though. Not even giving him no power, though.
Yeah, they all...
I got
another
call on break in a second. Yeah,
I'm seeing them on the line, bro. You got a lot of them on there. But see, this is what happens anytime you address some real issues. They sit back and they listen. When they know that you are saying something that's really going to wake your people up, they bring their ass in the house. We glad y'all ass is listening. Y'all learning as always, sitting back in the cut, listening and learning. We glad. But this one thing I want to tell them, too. See, At one particular time in history, y'all still do the shit right now, though, but it ain't all out in the opening like it used to be. See, it wasn't no goddamn problem when y'all burned our ancestors alive. We just burned the motherfucking picture or image that y'all had of a fucking white Jesus. It wasn't offensive to y'all when y'all were burning goddamn crosses in front of our grandmothers and our grandfathers' houses. It wasn't offensive to y'all when y'all were doing that shit. Nobody never apologized when y'all burned up the young brother Emmett Till. Y'all didn't have no motherfucking no compassion. Ain't nobody apologized for none of the shit that y'all did to this day. But y'all want us to respect a motherfucking picture and an image of a goddamn lying ass white Jesus. No way we would do that. That's why we will burn that motherfucker and burn it and burn it and burn it again. It's just like what y'all said. Y'all were the motherfuckers who actually supposed to have been, as y'all tell the story, y'all were the ones who actually crucified him on the motherfucking cross. So according to the story, if y'all did that to y'all own motherfucking prophet and savior, what the fuck y'all gonna get mad at us for when we burn a motherfucking image and get this shit out of our mind? Until y'all goddamn it repent, as you would say, for what y'all fucking did to our ancestors, don't get mad at us if we get rid of that motherfucking white Jesus image out of our motherfucking mind. We'll burn your ass, too. You come in our face to put a motherfucking image in there. I will. I ain't going to say nothing about nobody else. I said, I'm going to meet this brother somewhere. I do it. So we don't want to accept that shit. So all y'all motherfucking white boys on the line listening and learning and coming in trying to bring in all y'all motherfucking y'all COINTELPRO shit and always want to come in and fuck with somebody every time. See, let me say the black and I'm going to shut up. This is another thing, too, they do. Anytime y'all always talking about how black folks need to straighten up their act, get their act together, clean up their motherfucking communities and clean up their cell. But anytime we get in a meeting, in a setting, and we try to discuss this shit how we can come together and clean up our cell, y'all always come in the motherfucking mess and cause chaos every time. So in all actuality, that's just some feel-good shit. That's just some shit that y'all throw out there as an advertising campaign. But when the people really try to do that shit, that's why we ain't got our community straightened up now. That's why y'all send niggas like the Al Sharpton and the Jesse Jacksons and niggas like that in our community to keep us disorganized. Because y'all see we try to do shit, and y'all like, damn, the niggas going to really wake up. They going to really wise up. They no longer going to be our motherfucking servants and our slaves. So let's send these infiltrators in there to overturn the tables on this shit. No, we can't let them niggas clean themselves up. That's some media campaign shit we always try to say. Yeah, so keep on listening, white boys. We love that shit with y'all in the motherfucking house. Because every time y'all come in with that bullshit, y'all only prove our point. Y'all ain't learned that shit yet. Y'all really ignorant as we thought y'all fucking was. Appreciate that, Brother Black. You got to stop all this cussing, hey, Black. You got to cuss. You're going to get us a fine on here.
Hey, you know what? And I try my best to kind of to hold on. You know what, Brother Somewhere? You're right. And I want everybody that's listening. I want my family that's listening. I want the real folks that's listening. I want y'all to understand that the reason, all right, you know what? Let me prove it to y'all. I'm going to prove it. Y'all ready? All right, there you go. 646. 646, you're the family that comes to the tank. Okay, 646. I'm going to prove something to y'all. I want y'all to understand this right here.
Hello?
Yeah, 661, you're the man that comes to the tank.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up?
Hey, what do you think about black people still enslaving other black people?
You say still, what do I think about black people still enslaving black people now or back then?
Pretty much all the time.
They're not black. They're white. They just have a black face.
What? Well, at any rate, where can I get a molecular neutralizer?
Same place you can get your motherfucking Neanderthal DNA reinstored.
But
crazy
the point is,
crap.
Look at this,
get it
though.
Off eBay,
look
white boy.
Look at this, though.
I want people to understand this. I just did that because it might be some genuine calls on the line. It might be some fake ones on the line. But I'm about to bring in this call right here. But I just did that for y'all to see. Now I can keep going and bring more people in. But I wanted y'all to see that these crackers were called and they were trying to disrupt this show and disrupt me telling y'all and us trying to let y'all know Barlico.
Absolutely.
And me speaking up on Christianity, that is the straw that breaks the camel's back. I can talk about the nuclear, whatever the fuck that was, I had the molecular, the goddamn neutralizer. White boy, you go on eBay and you get one shit. But I can talk about all that shit right there. But when it comes to talking about cracking Jesus, oh, no, that's a no-no. I'm bringing you in, 912-308. 912-308, you're Savannah Van Constantin. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Abu Majid. I'm calling from the SAV.
What's up, brother? What's going on, Brother Majid? Brother Majid, what's up, brother?
Positive, man. I got an email the other day, man. They told me to tell y'all. They said, it's faster than a speeding bullet, right? It's more powerful than a locomotive. It could jump buildings at a single bound. You know what I'm saying? They said, look, in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's white supremacy. You know what I'm saying? you know, hey, be aware, you know what I'm saying? Got to get on our P's and Q's, man, you know what I'm saying? We got to come together. Every time we say
you know
black people,
say
are,
me?
They be further away from coming together, you know? So we got
to
put buttons. Certain words in the atmosphere.
I got a new name. I'm going to start calling myself. Mr. Savannah Black, crack a kryptonite. You can call with that motherfucking faster than locomotive, more powerful than locomotive, goddamn able to goddamn faster than the goddamn speeding bullet, and able to jump motherfucking buildings all you want to, but I am crack a kryptonite.
Man, they know who the superhero is, man. They know that's why they keep switching roles with us. They know who the fuck we are, man. That's why they keep switching. They know who the Superman is. They know. You know? All these books are lies they don't wrote. Then I'm looking at Superman, bro. They had the maritime flag on that mug, man. You know? They had the maritime flag on Superman. You know? I'm like, what is this? And Robin and Batman, they got the liberty. Robin wearing African liberation colors, man. What's really going on, you know?
You know, psychology is the mug, man. You know, they can use psychology on people, man. You know, they got the color, so, you know, and we associate the colors with the African flag, you know what I'm saying, liberation. But then you see Robin, he got the colors on, and then not only do we have the colors on, but this motherfucker got on a little short-ass goddamn motherfucking bikini drawers and a motherfucking stockings and shit. Fishnet stockings, yeah. You know?
Yep.
Looking like a goddamn.
We got to be careful what we give our kids to, man, watching them cartoons and all that bullshit, man.
Hey, let me ask you something, brother. I was going to get in this right here. Nas the self-ass niggas, yes, right. You listen to Mr. Black Constant Attack, and I said Nas the self-ass niggas, because that's what I mean by what I said. But now we get into Mr. Van Black Constant Attack, and we say Nas the self-ass niggas, right? What you feel about brothers, man, that always come around telling you that you need to cool down your rhetoric and cool down your tone?
You need to tell them niggas to get the motherfucker Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Y'all should tell them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because they're fucking with the wrong cat. You know? That's all simple. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to make space between you and fools, man. You know? Them brainwashed Negroes, man, you know, you got to part company with them sometimes, you know. Just go by every now and then and drop bombs on them and just leave them where they at, because they got to come to the knowledge of themselves, man. This shit is universal, but it's personal, too, you know.
Peace, bro. Peace, bro. For sure.
Good day, bro.
I got to call him. Bring on 501. 501, you listen to Savannah Black Constant Attack. What's your name and where you calling from, 501?
Hey, yo, man, how you doing? My name is Jamal from Little Rock.
Jamal, what's up, brother? What's going on? I'm chilling,
man,
bro. What's up?
You telling me, man, this struggle, man. I'm going to tell you a little story. This white man, down the street, right next to my apartment complex. Man, this nigga gonna come in my house. And talk to my kids, because we was playing my music in my car. Man.
He came to your house?
Yeah. He started talking to my wife and kids like he was crazy. Beat his ass. Hey, man, I got a question.
What's that?
Hey, you talking about white supremacy, right?
Yeah.
So, remember that Abdu guy? I don't know his name. What's his name? Abdul, something like that.
Yeah.
Something like Abdul. Why you kick him? He's under the pressure too. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. But he could have been one of us. Like, shit. Like, he could have been under the oppression too. I mean,
Why don't you ask him?
Sure,
is he on the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, he on the line.
All right. Abdul, are you there?
Yes. here, brother.
He there? Abdul is there.
Yeah, he's here.
Go ahead. All
right. All right,
Abdul, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
All right. All right, man. Hey, what was you about to tell us?
What was you about to tell us, man?
You would say you had a story to tell us. You had a problem. What was you about to say?
No, you said you had the problem.
What?
I already know what the problem is. The problem is white supremacy, like I said earlier.
Absolutely.
You know?
This is getting chaotic.
Man, look here. I had to let him go.
He's trying to get personal or something. I don't know what his problem is.
Yeah. You know, he's talking about young A. Abdul and all this shit right here. And, you know, he using that as a premise to goddamn start something. And, you know, right
he
now
call,
we don't need that.
He just called us his name, Jamal.
man, please.
Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about. These crazy-ass Negroes, not just self-ass Negroes, can't help but to call in, you know what I'm saying, and say things that's going to be, you know, detrimental to the show. My thing is this right here, Brother Majid.
Yeah.
They're trying to tell me I need to be quiet. They're trying to tell me I need to, you know what I'm saying, lower my rhetoric, the way I talk and my cursing and you know, sounding so angry. Because that's what the white man want to hear, an angry black man. You need to be more intelligent, brother.
Those are never grows, man. Those are Negroes, man. You don't pay them no attention, man. You don't pay them no attention. You understand me?
Once you push it back in,
you don't pay them no attention, man. It's deserved none.
What's important to know is that it takes all kinds.
Yeah, it does.
It takes all kinds. So people that are about the movement, people that are about the struggle, they understand that it takes all kinds, that it takes us in every station, in every walk of life. If we're going to dismantle this, they got 87 here, right? It's prevalent. They calling in tonight left and right of all colors and nationalities. They're playing like they all colors and nationalities. They calling in left and right. They're trying to shift the energy of the show because what I've been told is you got something powerful going, right? So that's what's going on.
Hold on, Brother Majid. I had to put you on mute, man, because hold on for a second, sister. I had to put you on mute, brother, because you had too much background noise going on in the back. But I'll bring you back on. Go ahead, Sister Trill.
They're trying to shift the energy of the show. They're trying to take you off on a tangent because what that means is that people are listening and people are understanding. So don't let this get you off on a tangent. That's going to come. You know what I'm saying? That kind of pressure going to come. Too much is given, much is required. So this is what's about to happen now. So that's they're going to keep coming in. They're going to keep coming. Sounding like it's crazy, making the show sound sporadic or erratic or out of control. So those that are coming in to just listen, when they come into it, if you drop in the middle of this conversation, like if you dropped in the middle of this about 10 minutes ago, it sounded like chaos, right? That's not on accident that what they just did, what they just came in with. So we're not even going to feed that because we see above that. See, remember we were talking about the machine is always 10 steps ahead? So that's how we got to think, right? We got to think at least 15, if not 20. So we see them coming. We know what you're trying to do, but this knowledge is going to keep moving forward, and we're going to keep building. That's what we're going to do because our people are understanding. The fact that they're coming around to listen and watch, that means we listening and watching. That means it's a movement going on out there, and they understanding it, and it's doing more than just talking. It's activating things. We're sending a different type of energy into the air, and things are happening. Not about two things are happening. So therefore, they're gonna come with that chaos. So you got that though. That's all I had to say.
Now you said more than enough, Sister Trill. You know. And, you know, you just don't know how much I need to hear that because, you know, sometimes I get a little discombobulated and trying to convey this message and convey the things that I'm trying to say. People don't understand me from the way I come from. they think of me as an angry, ignorant-ass Southern Negro, you know, that this curse and talk, you know, a whole bunch of trash and stuff. But it's more than that when it comes to me. I love my people first and foremost. If anybody want to know anything about me, I love my people. If anybody want to know anything about me, know this. When it comes to black people, I put y'all first and foremost before a relationship, for making money, and sometimes before eating and sleeping. And I can say eating and sleeping because a lot of times looking at certain behaviors and certain things that's done by black folks, it's hard for Mrs. Savannah Black to eat, and it's hard for Mrs. Savannah Black to sleep because of the love that I have for y'all. Now, I know some people might want me to go talk more on a metaphysical plane, and I can do that. Believe me, I can. But right now, inside a lot of black boys and girls' lives, they don't need to hear that shit. The only thing they need to hear is they are God, and they are the ones that's in charge of their destiny. They might need to know that the religion that they're following or that the parent has given them is some bullshit. They might need to know that they are the original. I'm saying the basics. Yeah, you do teach that to the black boy and girl. They need to have that. You have to give them that. But in order for them to grow and prosper. But don't give them all that Einstein shit that's way over their head. Give them a little something. But don't come at me and tell me I'm wrong in the way I'm delivering it. Because one thing I know about a whole bunch of y'all narcissist-ass pussy niggas, y'all really are cowards. Y'all don't have no street about y'all. And what I mean by street, y'all don't know how to talk to people that ain't living like y'all living, that ain't thinking like y'all thinking, that ain't eating like y'all eat. Y'all so far removed away from the people that every time y'all come around the people, the first thing y'all want to do is to shit on the people. And y'all shit on the people with y'all regurgitation of what is true and what isn't. Y'all walk in fucking dictionaries. Y'all walk in encyclopedias. Y'all walk in black law dictionary ass niggas. Y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all the one that go and become the Lord of the Flies. And I bet y'all say, Mr. Man of Black, what's the Lord of the Flies? They ask what the Lord of the Flies is, Ms. Chill. You think I need to go ahead and let them know what that is, or just go ahead and hold it back?
They ask you what's the Lord of the Flies.
I think I might need to let them know what the Lord of the Flies is.
Go ahead. You and the Lord of the Flies.
Okay. You know what? No, I ain't going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave it alone. Let me see. Did I bring this call in on the line already? 436, you're on Savannah Black Conscious Attack. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, brother? This is Dante. Calling from Savannah, Georgia,
brother,
my
Dante,
guy.
Brother Dante, man. Boy, always good to hear from you, man. You know what, brother? You man, look. Powerful forces are watching over you. And you're going to become a big brother one day. I'm not saying you're a big brother now, but you know what? You're gonna be a big dude one day, man. I love your energy, man. I love your vibrations, man. Go ahead, brother Dante, man. What's up, man? You hear these people calling? You hear these people calling into my show, man? And talking.
Yeah, I hear
them talking. You know, yeah. You hear, brother, man?
Man, I that was me and brother McGee together. I was driving and I was trying to hold myself back. It was funny, you know. Like we already know. People watching, they hearing, you know, everybody's temperature changing. And right now, just like you know, If a brother's not conscious enough to know that you conscious and you can be on more than one level, that the mundane people need to be woke up, and they don't need some monotone person just, yeah, guys, you know, I love you. You know, I want you to do better. We got to talk right. We got to walk right. Nah, fuck that shit. Niggas got to know what they doing wrong first and foremost. And we not sticking together. That's one of our biggest problems. And so, you know, at the end of the day, we got to realize that everybody going to walk a little different. But we walking towards the same goddamn common goal. And that's self-liberation. We always being fooled by the cracker to want to get educated. Well, educated by who rules, by whose standards. You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta understand the game. So, you know, like we already said, fuck 'em. And if they ain't mature enough to handle the conversation, like Brother Majid said, go fuck with Reverend Al Sharpton and all them boys. Because this ain't this. We ain't there yet. Maybe 20, 30 years down the line, you know, something change and shit get better. Then our talk will get better. But right now, shit, anything goes against us, so shit, we gotta express our feelings.
And you know what? And you know, brother, me and you, Bill, you know what I'm saying? And nobody went higher than the other person. Nobody went lower than the other person. I might have knew more than you. You might have knew more than me. But it wasn't you trying to, you know what I'm saying, debunk me. And it wasn't me trying to debunk you. It was us getting together, man, and trying to find our common ground and to go from that. But these fucking pussy-ass, not-yourself-ass Negroes, they take it upon themselves to come around the people that don't know better. You know what I'm saying? And they shit
right.
on them. They
right.
use their new words and newfound knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to become the Lord of the Flies. You know, and what I mean by the Lord of the Flies is that they really are thieves that can't hang in the big leagues with the motherfucker that's producing the honey, the motherfucker that's watching over the damn hive, the motherfucker that's guarding the hive, and the one that's collecting the pollen, you know what I'm saying, and the one that's nourishing the queen. So what they do is they come down and they lower themselves down to a lower level, and they come around and they fuck with the people that they consider flies. The people that sit in the shit all day. And the shit all day that I'm talking about, they're sitting there, is the system of white supremacy that got them by the fucking neck. They got electric fucking leashes and collars on their ass that they don't realize. So what they do is they see the people that's down in the shit. So what they do, they run away from the brothers and sisters that's on the level that they come from off of, because really, they can't hang with them. They just know a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like if somebody went to college, right, Brother Dante? You ain't college.
Right. Right.
And grandma talking about, yeah, you know, my baby be home from college. You know, he the smartest one in the family. But grandma don't know that when your ass was in college, the only thing you were doing was sucking and fucking and, you know what I'm saying, tricking and licking the whole time you was there, that you wasn't getting your studies right, you know, and that you passed, guess what you passed with? A 1.0. So some people say, man, a 1.0, Mr. Van Black, that's crazy. No. It's not crazy. And appreciate it, Brother Sunray. Thank you, man, for getting on call for me, man. Brother Sunray, man, on the switchboard, man, getting them, you know, knocking them out the box for me. But anyway, here it is. She don't know your ass and graduated with a 1.0. And the only way you got that 1.0 is because you had to take some dick up there for the professor. You know what I'm saying? For one of your professors, you had to trick yourself. So here it is.
Yeah.
You come in, and grandma like, yeah, you know, my baby, he built something I wish I had that I can shoot through this damn phone line to fuck up one of them goddamn pussy-ass crackers that's calling in the Mr. Savannah Black Show. A molecular destabilizer, you know.
Right.
And he's a scientist, you know. He is a doctor. He's a brain surgeon. He does open-heart surgery or whatever it is that you're supposed to went to school for. Here it is. Like, baby, why you don't get a job? Oh, grandma, these folks down here, they ain't ready for me. I went down there. I'm too much fun, grandma. You know, my baby's so smart, he can't even get a job. Because he'll take their position. But grandma don't know. Just because you went to college and just because you graduated, that don't mean that you a smart motherfucker. I know you that graduated in special ed. But see, what they do is, they come back around the brothers and sisters that don't know about the college experience, that don't know about the things that, you know, involves going to college, and they shit on them. They talk like they are above them and over them. They directly broken English. So, in turn, what happened is they start looking at them as being the truth, the light, the saviors. And they run off that shit. They be like, yeah, I got these stupid-ass niggas. Nigga, believe it. I'm not only God, but I am the real original OG. But then when somebody have a lecture and come to town, he's like, hey, man, you know, I'm gonna say some names. I'm just going to throw these names out here. That's it. Man, you know, Dr. Umar Johnson come up there, man. You know, he got a meet and greet, man. We can go up there. We can meet the brother. Man, you listen to Dr. Umar Johnson. Man, that dude be teaching bullshit. Hey, man, you know, the irritated genie coming down, you know what I'm saying? Man, you know, that dude be teaching bullshit. I don't care what name it is that you bring up of somebody that's on that conscious circuit. They're going to shoot them down. They're going to talk shit about them. Because they know that if you ever get a chance to spend 1 minute with this person, you're going to be able to look at their ass and see they're fraudulent. That they're not as real as they put this stuff out there to be.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Trill? They're not as real as they put this stuff out there to be.
Oh, that's exactly how it happens.
They look at you as a fly. Flies always in the shit. You ask a fly, hey, man, what you up to, man? Shit. Man, what you about to get into? Shit. Man, what you doing today? I ain't doing nothing, but, you know, shit. I ain't doing shit. But here goes a bee. Yep. He come along. He really a bee now, but you think he a fly. But
right, but if you're able to compare him to other bees, then yeah, that's
exactly.
Because if I'm ever able to compare you to other bees, you might look like a shitty ass bee, right?
Exactly. The mother bee's gonna call his ass out. The mother bee's gonna expose him for who he is—a pussy ass, not yourself ass nigga.
Oh,
so
what
they do,
he
come out of flies. Yeah, it's a lot of them. And what, man, let me tell you what I did, Brother Dante. Well, you know what I did. I burned the crack of Jesus. But, man, looking at the comments that a lot of people gave me because I did this right here, man, a lot of comments, don't get me wrong, the majority of the comments was good. But just looking at certain people and the comments that they gave, and you go back and look at their pages, you're like, damn, man, this brother, you know, he's shot for this game. Why he going to shoot me down like this right here? You know why? Because he's a knowledge of self-ass nigga. He can't help himself. He don't know better. You know what I'm saying? That's just what he do. But you know what? I'll figure it out. Some people, they are bonded and bind by that crack of Jesus for life. No matter how much knowledge they get of the self, no matter how many schools that they go through, they are bounded by this cracker's image for life. And it's sad.
It's kind of like, it's twofold. Sometimes you need some, you know, if it's a group of us running down the road, you know, I don't know you from Adam's cat, and it's a big dog chasing us. I don't want you to get ate, but I damn sure don't want to get ate myself. So if you still want to believe that dog gonna stop, if you stop, then I'm a hope and wait and see if you stop. But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep searching for a higher ground. I ain't gonna stop and wait just because somebody say, if you stand still, he ain't going to fuck with you. Nah, this dog right here got it. He got the taste of blood already. So, I mean,
his bite.
Exactly.
When we going to wake up, brother? When we going to wake up, man, and stop being cowards? My job, brother, is not just the uplifting of myself, but my job is the uplifting of your kids. I never seen none of your kids before, brother. But guess what? Your kid's my kid. If
right.
I see your kids out here, man, doing something they don't got no business doing, you know what? I'm going to correct them. If I see somebody out here, man, doing something to your kids and I don't know them, guess what? I'm going to handle that situation. I'm not going to look at them and say, shit, I'm not my motherfucking kid. When they come inside a store and they look at me in my damn face and they pass by, I'm going to say, how you doing, young man? How you doing, young lady? Now, see, some of y'all pussy-ass, not self-ass Negroes, y'all listen to Mr. Savannah Black Compton Tech and saying, well, that right there don't help the people to teach people to be cordial when to speak. Go shoot yourself. Matter of fact, I want you to go and I want you to hold up a mirror. Some of y'all might be driving this to Mr. Savannah Black Compton Tech. So the side view mirror, the rear view mirror, that'll be good. Some of y'all might be sitting down playing spades while y'all listen to Mr. Savannah Black Compton Tech. Some of y'all women, y'all too. Look inside your purse and pull out that compact mirror that you use to, you know, make sure that your fake-ass eyebrows are on straight. That your damn weave is sitting right and your tracks ain't showing. Some of y'all brothers might be shaving to go to the club looking inside the mirror while y'all listening to Mr. Savannah Black Concert Attack. But this is what Mr. Savannah Black wants y'all to say. I want y'all to say, I am that I am. I am a pussy-ass nigga. And I want you to take, matter of fact, I forgot the most important element. If you got a pistol, that will help a lot. You take that pistol, and you make sure that it's a bullet in the chamber. If it's an automatic, and if it's a revolver, cock the hammer back. Ain't gonna hurt nothing. Just cock the hammer back a little bit. Yeah, there you go. And you put that bullet to your head, and you say, I am that I am. I am a pussy-ass, hoe-ass, knowledge-of-self-ass coward. Put it in your mouth, pull the trigger. And maybe, you know, matter of fact, put it to your temple, pull the trigger. Maybe that might don't work. But just make sure wherever you shoot yourself at least you can pay the ancestors back by taking your life. Because there's nothing that you can do in this plane of existence that's going to make up for the damage that you're doing and that you are bound to do because your heart don't belong to the people. Your heart belongs to your knowledge of selfish ass. Your heart belongs to Christ and Jesus, and your heart belongs to the system of white supremacy. You can't help it. You bond it. What is it that you can do? Myself, just go ahead and kill yourself. Pussy-ass, knowledge-of-self-ass nigga. You think I was wrong for that, Brother Dante? You think I was wrong for that, Sister Trill?
I wouldn't say you're wrong. I wouldn't say that because everybody, I don't know, everybody has their pain. So what I would say, though, is that I get your point. You're useless, so why be here? Because you're useless, and in fact, you're more harm than good. You're detrimental. You're not an asset. You're a liability. And there's a lot of people like that in the movement. You're not an asset. You're a liability. If you're standing in the way, especially if you're perpetrating like you bout this, so you're pulling people in under the guise of whatever you consider to be consciousness, and it's especially new people that are new to it or impressionable to it. So you bring them in and you sully the idea of it and you poison them and you taint them. And then one or two things happen. Either they start following you under your God complex, big G, or they get turned off from it because they never got a true picture of it because you falsified the information or you tainted it with your own personal ambition. And that's what we've got to do and we have to combat against. And I know when we're in this movement, especially when you've been doing it as long as you have, I know because I get that a lot from people, you're new, so that's why you feel a certain way. But I know with anything, you can become jaded. And tempers may get, and patience, I shouldn't say tempers, patience may get very short for those who who may not know or may flip-flop. So not that you have an issue with this, because that's why I dig what you do, because you're very patient with people and their steps of understanding. But I've come across it with people in the conscious community where they have a very low tolerance for people who teeter-totter. But people are going to do that, right? Because one thing about it, when you get into this, you don't know how deep it is until you just keep digging and you realize, hey, it's this deep. Damn, it's this much history they didn't cover up. Damn, them fucking crackers in here. This much stuff. So you rubbing off on me. Got me cussing. I'm supposed to be watching you and you got me cussing. But you dig and you figure out that it's just that bad. It's just that wrong. So people, when they get to a level, they think they know it all. So they stand on their soapbox, but they little do they know their soapbox is only an inch off the ground when this shit is skyscraper height. So, but they think on their soapbox because they elevated from that base level. They think on that level of elevation that they're experts in it. And so when they present themselves as experts, then people get their egos in the way. So then somebody may come along and you may introduce them into something, and they may very well surpass you for whatever reason, maybe their understanding, maybe their dedication to the subject or text. And then people get to pulling each other down. It's too many egos and too much personal feelings in this. And people treat this stuff like it's a fraternity, like it's just something to do, like it's just your way of finding your niche. Like, maybe you wasn't a jock in high school, or maybe you wasn't a math whiz, or maybe you couldn't play in the band. Maybe you just was just somebody on the outskirts. And so one day, you picked up a Dr. Ben book, and then now all of a sudden you figured out something that you can maintain the memory that other people don't know. So now you're just using it as a conversation piece, as a place to make yourself important. And that's when the knowledge of self, Negro, starts to form, when it's just somebody who just collected information to find their place in the world. And if you're that person, that's fine. I had a sister tell me one time, if you just love being black, that's fine. Not everybody meant to be a revolutionary, all right? You just love being black and understanding the history. That's fine. But don't present yourself like you're on the revolutionary tip and telling other people what they should and shouldn't do and wagging your finger at people when you know you're not ready to share nothing. You know you're scared for your blood to spill. You know you're scared to be on the picket line. You know you're scared of losing that job them good crackers and gave you. You know you're scared of being ostracized by your family. You know good and damn well deep down in your heart you're scared of why Jesus is going to strike your ass with lightning. You know you still carry that stuff on you. Don't beat your chest and misguide other people. And I think that happens a lot in this movement, and it happens to people coming in new. Because with new people, you have two things. One, you have them living with years, for most of us, decades of indoctrination, of being followers. So when you first come into the knowledge, most people still have that desire to follow and look for a leader. It becomes much later if you come into the true understanding of knowledge and say, well, you understand you don't need a leader, that you are that leader you seek. But when you first come in, because usually people are coming in from after Christianity, right? You used to have a preacher, a deacon. You used to have a people that's going to guide you. You coming in from school. You used to having an authority. You coming in from bosses. You used to have an authority figure to show you what's going on. So people always have to remember to be guides in the conscious community. You can't just shun people and lead them astray or tell them to follow what you believe. You got to just be a guide and say, here's some information. Take this information. And then you lead them to the water, but don't try to make them drink or don't tell them how to drink from the water. Just lead the horse to water. But we want to be in a position where people look at us. That goes back to that God complex. It all ties in. When they look at us or look up to us or want to emulate us, and that's not what it's about. It's about getting us out of here. That's that, and I think that's the issue too. Some people don't get in the consciousness for getting us out of this. They just get in the consciousness because it's a place to be. It's something different. That's all I gotta say about it.
I'm gonna bring this other caller. You know what? You're right, Sister Tree, and I thank you for that analogy, that beautifully said, heartfelt thought that you had. 410.
Hey, what's up, man?
You're Savannah Black. So what's going on?
Man, I wish you'd answered my call like I'm calling from B-more. I wish you'd answered my call like 20 minutes ago, man. I could have told you what's going down, yo. But
hey, man, look here. I couldn't answer the calls, man, because I didn't know who was who. You know how they do. That's how they do.
Yeah. But you know, next time, man, yo, check your Facebook, man. I sent you messages on there, man. I'll be real quick, man. Just check your Facebook, man. Everything that happened, I know what happened, yo. You was getting trolled, yo.
Yeah, I was getting trolled, yeah.
Yeah, they came from 4chan, man.
Damn, that's where they came from?
Yeah.
You know what?
No lie, bro. No lie, y'all. They out trolling all of y'all, man. Yeah, I sent
you
some links,
that
yo.
That don't stop nothing.
Check,
that don't stop nothing, brother.
Check Culture Freedom.
What's your
no
name
doubt,
is,
no
man?
Doubt.
What's your name is, man? What's your name is, man? And tell everybody where you're calling from, man.
My name Ra. I'm calling from B-More.
Peace, Ron.
Peace,
go ahead, brother.
Peace.
Listening, all man. Right. We listening, man.
And I'm listening too, man. All right.
That was Ron from B-More. And I appreciate it, brother, man. You know, it's hard to know who's who. You know, when you start getting trolled, when they start calling, you know, start calling on your line, and you don't know whether it's a caller that's calling in because they got some information they want to share or something that, you know, they want to build with you on the show, or whether or not it's somebody calling to disrupt what it is that you're saying. So I appreciate it, brother. You know, yeah, I know it was some trolls. I know it was some trolls, and that's all crackers are at the core. They ain't nothing but a whole bunch of trolls. But we're going to get into the types of conscious people to avoid. I have a list that was sent to me by one of my beautiful listeners. It goes from 1 to 11 of the type of conscious people and groups and organizations that you need to avoid. And it's something that's very important that a lot of people need to recognize, because it's like we were talking about earlier, Sister Tria, these damn people can fool your ass and have you thinking that they're the truth when, in actuality, they ain't nothing but preachers from under a different cup, you know, dressed a different type of way. Hotel-ass niggas, instead of saying, you know, hallelujah, you know, instead of saying, assalamu alaikum, they saying, you know, hotel. They saying,
okay.
They use. Go ahead, brother. Anyway, I'm gonna play this song. I want to play the song, and then after I play the song, we're gonna get into and this right here is a panel discussion that I like to get into on the types of conscious people that we need to avoid, because these people, man, they really are fooling us into thinking that they are, how they say in church, the way, the truth, the light. How they say that thing, Sister Tria? The truth, the way, anyway.
They are
play this right
the
here.
Truth and the
yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, the way, the truth, the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they fooling people, making them think that. So we gonna get into that right there. This right here is Bob Marley and the Wailers, and the name of the song is Running Away. A lot of us, we have that calling that comes to us in our life, and we keep running and running and running away. But we have to realize that we can't run from ourselves. And that self that you run from is the God that you have to face, that man in the mirror, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Running Away. Thank you.
can't run away from your sin. 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 Can't run away from your sin.
Eliminating, you know, who was who.
But just thinking about how my people are just lost and they refuse to believe that this cracker is diabolical in nature and that they keep wanting to give the devil a pass.
But that's what tonight was for. Like, you know what's crazy? See how that worked? Remember before that happened? You had just given the speech on how we have to believe white people in order for it to be validated for us. And sure enough, you had just been talking about how white people do what they do and how we keep giving them passes. And sure enough, that just came in. It's poof. That's how the universe worked, though. That just came in and undergirded everything you were saying. So those that were listening, they heard. So there you go. So what they tried to do worked out perfectly. So how about that? So thank you. That was crackly amazing, trollers. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that was crackly amazing. I'm saying, those crackers, y'all never fizzled to amaze me. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about the types of conscious people to avoid. My sister wrote, at first glance, many religions, many groups of sects look somewhat appealing to the soul that is wanting. They seem to have the answers you seek. They make promises that they have neither the power nor the intention of keeping. The following are a few red flags that a seeking soul, and what's meant by a seeking soul, that's somebody that, like I said, they might have had watched Light Guys, they might have had watched Hidden Colors, they might have had watched some type of video, Bobby Henry, I'll say whatever it was, that they watched and give them that week. Or they might have walked there and caught their preacher fucking their grandmama. I don't know what it was. But anyway, whatever type of awakening moment that they had. Huh? I'm sorry. You listen to Mr. Better Black Conscious Attack. And yes, I did. Say walking on a preacher fucking their grandmama because, you know, hey. Or maybe, matter of fact, maybe the preacher didn't mess with their grandmama. Maybe they caught the preacher messing with their little boy or their little girl. Maybe the preacher had messed with them. Who knows? But Sister Trio, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to put my phone on mute because you had me laughing with that one.
Okay. Brother Dante, you there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, I'm going to go with this. I'm going to start with number one. Number one is any group, sect, cult, organization, nation, or religion that tells you that they have the keys to heaven. What you feel about that? What y'all feel about that? Brother Silver, you online? What y'all feel about that?
Yes, sir.
That's number one.
Any group, sect,
cult, organization that tell you that a religion that tells you that they have the keys of heaven.
I hope it's between a black woman's legs. I hope that's what they're going to say. Sorry.
The sister had put, you are the key. If that organization does not point you within, it damn sure can't point you without. And you can't do without. Number two was any group or nation that claims to be true and living or claims to be God who is not walking in that light and their life does not reflect or prove their claim.
Yeah.
Number three, any group or religion that states it is the will of their God for you to kill and in return you may be rewarded with 72 virgins and a hot tub. You have to watch out for those type of groups and those type of people. Number four, any group or religion that requires you to part with your money now by promising you heaven later. Number five, any group or religion that requires you to deactivate your Facebook account and move out of America and into the wilderness to await the return of Christ. Number six. Hey, anybody have any questions on any of the ones I have read so far? I got 5 more to go. Sister
Trim? No, I'm good. I'm just
Brother waiting. Dante? Brother Summary?
Now, go ahead, brother.
All right. She wrote number six. Any group or religion that have you watching and waiting on the spaceship to save you. If it comes, wonderful. But in the meantime, don't count on it.
You got me on
speaker. Amen.
Yeah, man,
mic.
You on speaker, man. Yeah, man, you on speaker. We hear you, man.
Hey,
I can bring you. I can bring you. I can bring you on the line. You want me to bring you on? Bring your line open.
I mean, if you want to, man.
Matter of fact, brother, I did. Matter of fact, no. I'm gonna do. You know, y'all can just put one phone. Yeah, hang one phone up or keep one phone. Matter of fact, just put one phone on mute so you won't hear the feedback.
Great, I cut it. Okay, all right, my brother.
All right. What you think about that, brother? Any group or religion that have you watching and waiting on the spaceship to save you. The last time I heard of somebody watching and waiting on the spaceship to save them, they had been castrated. They'd been castrated, and they had drunk the Kool-Aid. Remember, remember?
Yeah, Jim
remember,
Jones.
Man? No, not Jim Jones. Not Jim Jones. These people were after Jim Jones. There was the hell. They were waiting for the hell box, the hell box comet to fly over. So what they did,
Heaven's Gate.
They castrated Heaven's Gate. Thank you, Brother Sunray. Heaven's Gate. They castrated. You know what
I'm
saying?
Man, I'm like the funny stuff. Man, I'm just having.
And they had on black. They had on black black Nike jogging suits and black Nikes. Hey, and they took. They drank the Kool-Aid and they killed themselves. All of them faced up at a certain position at a certain time to catch that damn rocket. But number seven, that was a different line. Yep. Number seven, any group or organization that requires you to have sex with the opposite sex as a means of initiation and enlightenment. Number eight. Yeah. You know, they tell them, say, you know, I know how to make your kundalini rise, baby. Meditation ain't getting it. Stop yourself ain't getting it. Let me give you some of this sex magic. Let me help that kundalini. Let me go ahead and open up them chakras in the morning. Hey, and they get that coochie and be like, I ain't felt nothing. I thought you said I was going to open up my chakras. And you're going to be like, I lie in the evening. Bitch, I'm a preacher.
Nah, they're going to tell you, you ain't do it right. That's what they're going to tell you. You ain't do it right. Got to do it again.
Yeah. You're right. They're going to say that the stars and the moon and the equator wasn't, you know, tilting at the right thing, you know what I'm saying, in order for them to go ahead, you know, and let the juice be loose.
Yeah, got to do it again.
Yeah. Well, come on, preacher, we can do it again. We're going to have to wait till tomorrow. 24 hours or not. I got me. What you said? Baby, it's going to be what it's going to be. Okay. I thought you said something else. No, I didn't say that. But number eight is any group or organization that denies the spirit. Hell, you are a spirit, clothed in flesh, a lot of people, they deny the spirit. They get you to deny your spirit. They use, and one of the words I hate the most, man, they use that word spookism. Y'all know when they be like, man, that's not spookism shit, cuz. You be like, man, I had a revelation, man, something that came, man, that, you talking that crazy shit, bro, that's not spookism. They cause you to deny your spirit self, your higher self, your inner self, you know what I'm saying, your God. That Superman, that's within. They cause you to deny the spirit. And so in denying the spirit, you deny the self. You deny the I am that I am. You deny the love. You deny the life. You deny the liberation. You deny the I am that I am. You deny yourself. Number nine, any group or religion that treats a woman as a second-class citizen or that woman, or say that woman came from the rib of a man. Lift up your shirt and take a look at your belly button. That means you came from a woman. However, there is deeper knowledge to the rib story. Yes, there is deeper knowledge to the rib story, to the eye rib, to the rib, to the rib story, the rap story. There is deeper knowledge to it. But they will tell you that you literally came from the rib. And as a woman, you got to walk two steps behind them. And you ask them how long you have to do that as a woman, and when can you achieve a higher level, and they'll tell you never. God didn't make you to be nothing more than what it is you are, which is my servant, my helpmate, so to speak. What you think about that, Sister Tria? I know as a woman, I know that made you cringe for me to say something like that right there, right? It makes you even think of not being treated with the same equality as a man.
Well, that happens, and that's something that's always plagued what's considered the conscious community, and that goes all the way back. But I could go on and on about that one, so I won't.
I'm getting mad thinking about it. I always get mad thinking about it. Damn, Mr. Savannah Black, you need to cool yourself down. I can't stand the woman getting treated, you know, less than docile or put as, you know what I'm saying? She ain't basically that, saying that she ain't shit. Basically saying
that
it's her fault.
That's a carryover. From white supremacy.
Talk a little bit
right?
Clear. Talk a little bit clearer. Talk a little bit clearer, Miss Tree Tree.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you better. Go ahead.
Okay, that's a carryover from white supremacy, right? That goes back to the oppression. So the black man's oppressed. He's told that through you know, just because he's a black man, no matter what he does, he's never going to be a man, right? He's never going to be what's considered a man because white supremacy sets that standard. So then that oppression just carries over. And, you know, I say that all the time. The white man suppresses everyone, everybody of color. He suppresses his own woman. He even suppresses his children. He oppresses his children. He oppresses his woman. So, therefore, what we do is we come into our culture and we carry that ideology right along with us. But then we'll study. We'll study where we had great queens. We'll study where we had great queen warriors. We read about Queen Candace, and we still deny us, right? We read about these types of people. We read about women who have carried that on. We have factual women who are just as strong. We deny who we are. Even if you want to go all the way back to Africa and all the way through. The black woman and black man struggle has always been unique to us. And the sister, we have always, just like we have been oppressed side by side, we have to rise side by side. When we were on that plantation, you're on a plantation of 500. You're on a plantation of 500. That means at best, you may have 5, 10, maybe 20, depends on how lazy the crackers are and how many crackers it is. You may have at most 20 house niggas, right? Them other 480 out there in that field. If them crackers say pull a plow, Just like a woman, just like a man, I'm pulling the plow. We pulling that plow side by side. Ain't no woman's work. Wasn't no woman's work, man work in slavery. And we go all the way back to Africa. When it comes time to plant them crops, because this is how we living, right? We're not living in a society where we go to the market and buy our vegetables. We're not living in a society where we go to the market and purchase them. We doing all this at the house, right? So when it comes time to plant them crops, ain't no man's work, woman's work. It's our work because we got to get these crops planted in the proper season or else we going to die from starvation. So the way we have operated has always been side by side. The division between man and woman came after slavery because they had to.
Hold up a second, Trill. But you kind of got some static going on with your sister.
Okay.
Yeah, you sound much better now because you were saying some things that had the brothers being like, wow, you know. Go ahead, sister.
Okay. So what I'm saying is forever, we were side by side. We were side by side until they cut us loose, right? Then we decided, but then by that point, we decided that everything white is what we should be aspiring to because by that time, we'd have been in here so long that everything black is just terrible. So even the model of the family, the model of the home, the model of the relationship between man and woman, we looking at it from a European standpoint. And that's a whole nother issue because that's what's wrong with us anyway. We Africans trying to love European style.
Hmm.
We always been side by side. The black, like that whole, that's why women's lib wasn't our issue. The black woman ain't never had to wait to ask command because it was always understood that she got this, and it was always understood he got this. That came along much later. We never sat in the house and fanned ourselves while mammy watched our kids. That wasn't our life. That's that white woman's life. She in the house bored. We ain't never been bored. We always had shit to do. We always had to get up, go to work, feed the babies, and come home. And we always had to go make the bacon and fry it in the pan. And he's had to go make the bacon and fry it in the pan because for the longest we was eating bacon scraps because we couldn't do that. So we had to both go out there just to make sure the scraps came home to feed these babies. We've always had to operate in a system of equality within our own homes. But any religion that comes along that tells you it's something different, that is not yours, because that is not how we operate. Even if you consider it a luxury, we haven't been afforded it. We ain't never sat around and twiddled our thumbs. We know always black women can always work. We know always shared this burden, if not carried it. So we've always been there. So any religion that tells you are less than a man, you're a damn fool for believing that. You can look at your own life and know that you're equal, if not greater, because if it weren't for you, wouldn't nobody else be here?
You know what?
But that's what I got to say about that.
Man, Brother Majid.
You want to say now?
He running his mouth. Hey, okay, man. Look, I might need to borrow one of Brother Majid's drums, man. Hey, cause that sister man designed made some powerful. She had designed and made some powerful statements just now, man. You know,
man,
and we need to get back to that, man.
Playing the drum is the best stress reliever, bro. Believe me. You know, my drum done saved me a lot of time, man. When I was about to go get in trouble, you know what I'm saying?
I
was
hear
on
that.
The drum. Saved me every time.
I hear that. We do what we got to do to make this. But it's always side by side, absolutely.
Always side by side. Always. But I got one more. I got two more. Number 10, that was number 9. And you know, I knew the sister was gonna go hard in on it because I know that any woman that has knowledge of self, she don't wanna be sitting in the back of the goddamn, you know, the whatever organization, whatever type of group or whatever type of movement, whatever type of way of life we live in. She don't wanna be no second class. She just left him out of that right there with slavery. I mean, matter of fact, no, she left him out of that with slavery, yeah, Christianity. She left him out of that with slavery. The slavery of Christianity, she left him out of that, you know, left with that. So, you know, we have to treat our sisters, man, more equally, man. I hear these brothers, man, these so-called knowledge of self pussy-ass niggas. Yeah, I said it. You listen to Mr. Savannah Black Cops Attack, and I said knowledge of self pussy-ass niggas. We listen to these knowledge of self pussy-ass niggas, man, you know, that still stuck on their damn goddaddy cracker Jesus, and we treating our sisters, man, less than what they deserve to be treated at, man. That shit is crazy. But like I said, you know, Trill, I see you and a couple other sisters going on the Knowledge of Self tour with nothing but sisters. And you know what? That's going to be a beautiful thing. I'm going to be the first one in line to get my ticket. And when the book come out, I'm going to be the first one in line to get my book. And when you go and sign the autographs, I'm going to be the first one. You know what? I'm going to leave that alone.
You... What's number 11?
But number 10 is any group or religion that allows and enforces sex with children. They try to say that was, you know, what Dr. Yacht was doing with Nuwabians. You know, he was having sex with children. They say the same thing about David Koresh. They say the same thing about a lot of groups, so-called cults that the cracker like to call them. And when you hear the word cult, you think of, you know, something that's diabolical, evil, and strange. But a lot of times, it just be people ways of life to remove themselves from out of the status quo of the system of white supremacy. So you move yourself from out of the status quo of the system of white supremacy, and it's two or more you consider a cult, you know. But... you know, sex with children is a cracker thing. Not saying, it's like you said earlier, sister, a couple of minutes ago, Sister Tria, yeah, the things we do, we are, you know, imitating the behavior of the master, the cracker. You know, and that's not of us. You know? But anyway, I'm going to mute you for a minute, Brother Dante.
Yep.
I'm going to mute you for a minute. I'll see background. I'm going to mute you for a second. I'm bringing it back on. But number 11 is any group or organization that requires you to take an oath or a pledge of secrecy. This is a brotherhood, sisterhood. This may get you through some man-made doors, but can you sleep at night from the things you had to do that? And how will this bring you any closer to the I am self within you? It may very well take you further away from yourself. Is anything worth that? Is anything worth you being taken further away from yourself? A lot of people will sell their fucking soul to get some free Jay-Z concert tickets. A lot of people will sell their soul to get out of a goddamn traffic ticket. A lot of people will sell their soul to get that brand new damn 2013 Yamaha scooter. A lot of people will sell their soul just for the minute shit. I ain't talking about the Oprahs or the Jay-Zs or the Beyoncés or the pussy-ass Clarence Thomases. I'm not talking about people that have a little bit of wealth. I'm talking about you bottom, everyday, ordinary-ass Negroes. You would take and sell your brother out for a Big Mac with cheese and extra Big Mac sauce. You would go and join these groups. You'll walk backwards. You'll fall down. You'll get naked and run through the goddamn forest. Let motherfuckers down, you know what I'm saying, make you do something strange for no change. You go to these little parties, these little orgies, and you just, you know, awaken these demons with your sexual practices through these organizations, and you're sworn not to tell nobody. Some of these things and some of these organizations are good, wonderful things that you hear. That you say, you know what, if the people knew this right here, we won't have war. If the people knew this, we won't have conflict. We won't have strife. Everybody be working in unison. But because, and I see my caller, but because you were sworn to secrecy, something that you know, if you were to give them one paragraph of what it is that you learned that can save not only their life, but the life of everybody inside the house, You were sworn a secret not to tell, and you won't tell them. You'll let them perish. And you know that our people perish because of lack of knowledge. You got anything you want to add to that list, Sister Tria?
I don't know. Okay, so the next one, the good one is they don't identify with being black first.
Okay. They don't identify with being black first. What you think about that, Brother Dante?
I hear you, brother.
It was the last one she did was they don't identify with being black first. Any type of group or organization that don't have you identifying with being black first.
Well, I mean, well, you already know. That's a no-no, because if I got to, every morning when I get up, I got to look in the mirror and wash my face and I see black. And, like, there got to be in some route. Like I said, you know, I knew something was wrong when I was about 8, 9 years old. And I always go to church with mom, you know, my mom and my brother. And I used to be like, well, if you listen to what he's saying, mama, can't you take it two ways? Shut up, boy. Get the word. Well, I'm trying. And then one day I finally said, well, I'm going to get this book behind this bench and try to keep up. Because, you know, it's hard as hell trying to keep up with them. And I was keeping up at first. And I'm reading this shit. And I'm like, well, this don't. I said, why he jump around? Why he won't start at one and go all the way through it? And then once, you know, I started looking at myself, I said, he ain't talking to me. So, you know, anybody that ain't talking to you, and first off, when we talk about having knowledge of self, you know, we can classify that a little more, too. Having knowledge of self ain't only having knowledge of who you are. It's having knowledge of the people around you, having knowledge of your enemy. So for about 80 years, it seems to say that we just want to put our enemy on the white man and not understand what else has the white man infected that we still love so dear our heart. We say kill the cracker, KKK and all that, but we still praying to the same people that he praying to. That just don't sound nowhere right. Never did.
We're looking at somebody.
Go ahead.
We're looking at somebody, man, and we're looking at you join certain organizations. They're like, all right, now, brother, you know, now, you know what I'm saying, you a Sunni Muslim. You know, so the first thing first is being a Sunni. So you see an Arab inside your neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, that's oppressing your fucking people. I'm saying your people are being oppressed because they're not, you know, afforded the same economic opportunities as they are. And you see the Arabs talking shit to your people, you know what I'm saying, in your community. And guess what? You see them boys get ready to buck, you know, and goddamn go take it to the Arab head. But because you know he's a Sunni, guess what? You are obligated by being a part of that organization to look out for this Arab first. That shit on you and your people, then to look out for your people. You see what I'm saying?
Like
join the military. You join the military, you got to be with Uncle Sam first. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
it's like joining being a police. Being a police,
yeah.
You can't really be a pro-black policeman. They might want to call themselves that because they gave a brother, you know, a goddamn free pass. But overall, they got damn cops. They going to do their damn job. You can't be a police and not take somebody to jail. It's just impossible. They'll call your ass in after the first goddamn week or two and say, hey, man, look here. Everybody in the community got respectable things to say about you. But, man, you can't be a policeman unless you get your damn your jacket up, unless you get up your ranking and your arrest record. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's like Denzel say. Denzel said how many man years he had? 30,000 years? Man time? Something like that? And that right there meant that all the people that he locked up together equals 30,000 years that they're going to have to serve in the penal system. Well, because he was a cop first. You a cop first.
You know what I'm saying? Right, right.
Yeah, he was a cracker first. But those organizations that tell you that you have to overlook your birthright of being a melanated African being, you know what I'm saying, to join the organization. You gotta, like I said, you gotta throw away your birthright, which is that you are a universal God that you are the original man. You gotta throw that away in order to join these organizations.
Well, once you start, you know, having certain conversations, once you start having this type of conversation, we have to use educated words. You have to start. First, you have to classify what a Sunni is. You have to break down everything to see, because it is so many differences in everything. But like what you're saying, I guess for me, you know, trying to attach myself or anybody else, you know, to an organization and them not understanding that you are a part of whatever your mother was when you came out first, and then everything else takes second priority. But I guess, you know, and nowadays, you know, with the conscious movement and people trying to find the light, the doctrine has you know, been the first and the last, and that's come by the way of man, you know. Asking a question, you know, what would make a man change what the Creator has given us, or what God has given us? What would make a man make that stand? Well, I want to add this, or I want to take out this. What would make that man take that stand? And then for him to say that this is the end and the all to everything that we need to know. And for me to believe it, for one. So now you're going to take away from what was perfect. It's just ridiculous how, you know, it's ridiculous how smart people are. We so smart, we dumb. You know, it actually takes us getting hit upside the head 2 and 3 times for us to realize, well, maybe this isn't right for me. You know, like right now, there's no such thing as a police officer. Even when you look in their code, even when you look in the statue, you pull up Georgia statutes of codes, and you pull up law enforcement. When you actually go and look at what they call and classify themselves, it's not even a police officer. It's peacekeeper. So if we understood that, if we understood that and we started using the correct terms, that would actually solve a lot of our problems, because it would take a lot of the mystify, the frantic out of a lot of situations. Then we can have people play their part. Right now we got people putting on all these different masks, trying to play all these different kind of positions and parts that they're not supposed to be playing. And we, because we're outside of ourselves, because we don't have knowledge of self, we let them get away with it, because we don't know how to keep everybody in their proper place.
And perfect. Right, bro. That's all you got. Appreciate that, Brother Dante. Yeah. That's all you got, Sister Trill. You got something else? What's up? Holler at me. Say something.
Okay, so the next I have is I call them Hotel Becky niggas. So
say it again. What you call them?
Hotel Becky niggas. And it's brothers who, when you see them, they got the aunt around their neck, and they greeting you with hotel, they greeting you as queen, and telling you how you the first woman, and telling you all the great stuff that Egypt has. Because I, just in my limited vision, these people are usually Egyptologists, right? And they know everything there is to know about Egypt. They know about Imhotep. They know about all the great pharaohs of Egypt. But then when they go home, or when they pull off, or whoever come pick them up, say like you're on
you on the corner at work waiting to leave, and you have a conversation. But then when they come around the corner, blonde hair, blue eyed Becky is the one picking them up. Now this knowledge of self, Negro, I've never understood, and matter of fact, brothers, if y'all could explain him to me, please explain him to me, because he exists, he is everywhere. They lay down that knowledge of self, they know it backwards and forwards. In fact, we got some of them that's real big in the conscious community, telling you about knowledge of self and the black man this and the black man that, and lay down that to a white woman every night. How you date outside your race when not with knowledge of self? Please, somebody explain that one to me.
You lay down with dogs, you get up with fleas. Brother Summer, you want to go in on this right here?
I'm going to tell it like they tell you about the Jesus picture. They say color don't matter. That's what they tell you. I can't understand that either, sister. I had a brother, an elder was telling me about it. It was a brother just like what you were saying, but he was a Moorish brother. Talking about trying to get in with all the Moorish stuff, but then he got a white wife. I was like, what? A white wife? I said, well, that takes me back to Spain, so hell, that's included. But
if you were Moor, that made perfect sense, but we know I had that
conversation. Yeah, but you know what? Some of them categories, a lot of them damn categories, I've been a part of this bit. So, yeah, a lot of them categories, I've been a part of that. And I had to just wing myself. When y'all was talking about that, like, it just brought back, made me think about a lot of shit I was a part of that I had to partake in a lot of this shit. You know, like the stupid shit, the hotels and talk all about Egypt all the time. I'm like, damn, come on, man. Do I know anything else besides this shit? just Egypt all the time? Yeah, you know, like that's the only place that we ever been in, like, as so-called all of Africa. That's where everybody was at in Africa. Mm-hmm. Everybody said, we Egyptians. Okay, well, goddamn, who in the motherfucking America part of the Zulu tribe, the Bantu? Who was part of this tribe? Ashanti. Damn, all of us from Egypt? That was a crowded-ass place.
Yeah, we all from Egypt. It came out of Egypt and spread everywhere else to Africa because it's amazing. They put us in Egypt, though there ain't nobody pick us up over there. But niggas have found a way to get themselves from Egypt all the way to the other coast to get picked up and put on a slave ship. No, we still Egyptians.
Oh, shit. Hey, you better watch that one. That's such a shaking ground on another organization that I know about, another group of brothers I know about that ride with that thing 1,000%. Matter of fact, they might already be on the way to come try to fuck me up now because I was talking about Jesus in the evening. He called a colorful.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing, Brother Black, she was talking about the sisterhood, too. Then we got to realize a lot of this stuff, too, with these so-called conscious brothers. You know, we did one time a show out of the conscious pimps. Because a lot of these brothers still hadn't got away from this, you know, even though they read all this history and shit, but they still hadn't got away from the Superfly movies and the Mac movies and the motherfucking Donald Goin books. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of them use this information, man, to still attract women with it. The peacock, mm-hmm. The peacock effect. You know what I'm saying? Flap
the
little fellas and shit attract
effect,
these sisters.
Right.
So, you know, they still got this pimp game in there. You listen to a lot of them. I'm going to put one dude on. I shouldn't do it on Savannah Black show, but
pussy
goddamn,
ass,
this is the
country. Pussy-ass, 720-ass nigga. A pussy-ass, 720-ass nigga. Go ahead, brother.
And this is the country's black attack show. So, yeah, you said one. And then that goddamn, what you call this motherfucker, Hidden Colors dude, Tariq Nasheed. See, that pimp game shit. Did everybody follow one of do Hidden Colors? It might have some good shit to it. I ain't even watched it. But see, I like a lot of this shit, man. A lot of these guys still got that pimp mentality in them. That's why they can easily get your ass out here. They know how to mind manipulate just like a pimp your ass with this country shit. That's what it is. And I think
they call you a whole tough ass nigga.
Yep, and we fall under the same slogan. This is what we do. Yeah, we've been giving this slogan for so long. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So I had to try to change this shit. Are we standing Are we falling for anything just to say we stand for something? And I think
okay.
that's what the fuck
All right.
that's what
no,
the
no,
hell
uh-uh,
we do.
Uh-uh. Run that back, brother. Sorry. Say that one more time. Say that one
Is
more
it,
time for me.
Are we falling for anything just to say we stand for something? And I think we have.
That is. That's what happens. That's exactly what happens. And that's exactly what we do. And we fall in all these ideologies and theologies. First of all, I say that according to that list, the original 11, all of those fall under some kind of theology, right? And I'm a firm believer in stay away from all theology, because the design of religion is simply control. So whatever you call yourself on this conscious side, if you in anything that's set up like a religion, leave that shit alone. Because religion is meant to control and oppress. That is the design of religion. That is why it exists and it counters spirituality. That's why it tells you to deny your own spirituality and follow it, yet instill any esoteric teaching, anything that goes back to the beginning, that starts at the beginning, it all has some kind of text that tells you this starts within. That is no secret. Even that stuff that turns around and tells you, no, follow this book, you get into the esoteric meaning of the Quran, you get into the esoteric meaning of the Bible, you get into the esoteric meaning of the Torah, the Tanakh, all of that tells you the spirit is from within. So where does it start? That's in you. So all of them books, all that shit is negated because somebody who has some spirit put that stuff on paper anyway. So any religion is mind control. Anything that they away from, I don't need that. I'm good.
And so what was the other one about the black, about the not recognized black furry? What was the other?
The one after that?
Yeah, it was one about you saying about black, not recognized black first or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they don't identify with being black first. You gotta be something else. And that fight over calling yourself black, that thing aggravated me so bad. We gotta be careful what we call ourselves.
Yeah, now that's the one I'm talking about when you said that. Because like we're doing now, we're justifying a lot of stuff. We don't want to say black. You know, it is hard sometimes. It was hard sometimes even post up shows because I want to say the word black, but then we got so many people so sensitive about the word black, so okay, damn, they might not even listen to the show if I put black on it. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all know what the hell we talking about? If you even look it up in the dictionary, it'll give you a breakdown. You know what I'm saying about, various skin colors of dog skin color. But you say that, and it kills me, they go on with what a goddamn white man put in a book. Talk about legal status. Now these are European. Now you were so called in servitude slavery at this damn time or chattel slavery. When this fool changed the goddamn status code, so how you gonna still sit there and read that shit that he changed the status on your ass, and then gonna still justify not calling yourself by that? You know what? This is a clear conversation. When a person said black, you know goddamn what he mean. He don't mean no motherfucking black Crayola crayon. You know he mean a dog-skinned person.
Right, and that's the point of that word. Yeah, that's the point of that word. Words, I say this over and over, we always fumbling over words. Words only have the power and energy that we give them. The meaning behind any word starts from within. And when I tell you a word, it's not the actual letters that compose that word. It's the thought that evokes within you. It's whatever thought or feeling that evokes within you. So if I, like you say, Brother Sunray, if you say black, I understand you're talking about me as a black person. It doesn't bring about any negative feelings within me because I transformed that in my mind already. But if I say black, then you know exactly what it is. One time I was in a group on Facebook, and I saw a post, and it went to well over 1,000 comments, and I had to turn off my notifications. You know what the question was? Do you know what the simple question was, what should we call ourselves? Because Negroes couldn't get to get Negroes, because Negroes, I like to call them Negroes when they think they're educated on something and they spinning their wheels on nothing. Those are my Negroes, K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W, my Negroes. So when my Negroes got together, they literally wasted enough energy to put over 1,000 posts on what we should call ourselves. Should we be black? Should we answer to African? Well, Africa isn't really the name. Or should we be answering to this? Well, this isn't really. Listen, I don't care what you call me. Just as long as I recognize that means me and you standing together. Pick whatever name you want to.
Well, when we talk about religion, you know, everybody got their own thought process, and we know it's a lot of different ideologies. So what means the most to you? I mean, anybody can answer. I mean, like, so when we the more we learn about anything that happened before we was on this earth, when we go back to things that was written before our time that has been one way and we see that it's changing, what matters? Does it matter to you or to me? To how we feel about a certain word, or to what it means, and to what it provides. I fully understand the argument about black or African American or more or any of that.
Hey brother, I'm gonna have to if y'all want to, we can continue. I can go ahead and put a part two on the show, you know. But we about to get booted off in the next minute. So you know, what's up on y'all? You know, a little vote. Y'all want to come back and do it? Y'all want to wait the next week?
I mean, I'm good.
All right. What's up, Trio?
It's on you, bro. All
right. So, the Trio, what's going on?
I'm good. Let's roll.
All right, then. Well, this has been Savannah Black Constant Attack Part 1. Call back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes at the same number on the caller number. Damn, Brother Survey, go ahead and write it down, the caller number one time. I forgot the damn call.
About 347-850-8030.
347-850-8030. All right. Like I say, just call in 5 minutes from now, and we'll be back on Mr. Better Black Conscious Attack. Hotel.